happens. Only us there, we're thinking, will we get there? Is it wrong? Is it right? You know that I miss you, but I be getting mixed signals. Why you slow down? Don't stop this green light. Now you calling me special when you know I can't have you. When I'm under the next one, oh, now you want to get aggressive. Oh, what do you mean? You keep on making me bleed. Nightmares turn into a dream. If you're so toxic to me, what am I feeling? Cause I thought it was over. Got me thinking my feelings over. You keep doing it over and over. You keep calling me back. I'm just trying to get closer. But you're pulling me closer and closer. Phone ringing like over and over. Cause you keep calling me back. I'd rather we never pick up, but can we slip up and mix up sometimes? You say you don't mean it, just want it when it's convenient. Am I crazy for waiting on my side? Now you calling me special when you know I can't have you. When I'm on to the next one, oh, now you won't get aggressive. Oh, what do you mean? You keep on making me bleed. Time has turned into a dream. If you're so toxic to me, what am I feeling? Cause I thought it was over. Got me thinking my feelings over. You keep doing it over and over. You keep calling me back. I'm just trying to get closer. But you're pulling me closer and closer. Phone ringing like over and over. Cause you keep calling me back. On a thin line, we've been through it like 10 times. I'ma put you in line. Yeah, I had you on an incline. Now I don't even wanna reply. I'ma have to decline. Yeah, you show me I don't wanna rewind. Yeah, no, you a 10, but that attitude ain't fine.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Mm-hmm. We good. I'm here, baby.
Yeah. Hold on real quick. Let me make sure the sound is right. Go ahead, O.
Yes, I can hear myself now. Yeah, I can hear myself now. Yeah, I'm cool.
Nope.
You got me down. You hear me?
All right, I got you.
We good now. We good to go now. You know what I'm saying? We good now.
Technical difficulties going on, man. Crew Season Podcast, we are back again. This is episode 90.
Turn away.
Damn.
Wait, no, I lied. Hold on.
Uh oh. We done got him. We done finally got him.
It is. Noventa. It is Noventa.
Oh, yeah?
Noventa.
Oh, okay. You saved yourself.
Noventa. Yeah.
Kenny T couldn't make it with us today, man. Bro is on a hell of a fire work schedule right now. For everybody that's been asking why he's been missing. That's the thing about working in a refinery is that you can't really control your schedule too much. So, bro done been running into some issues scheduling wise, man. But he's definitely going to be back. OT is in the building.
Got a new nigga, but that nigga not me. Now back to this motherfucking shit I be talking.
Goddamn. You heard the goddamn professor at the dean. Hey, man, I'm back in full motherfucking effect, goddamn me. Y'all know what time it is, guy. With Blue fucking Austin up, man. All the motherfuckers broke out there. Hey, y'all motherfuckers better stop lying about all the black people being there. We need to rethink some things. Well, I ain't seen not one color when I was out there, goddamn me.
I'm Teacher LAC, man. This is another episode of the Crew Season Podcast. How you fellas doing on this glorious night?
I'm good. I'm just getting tired of the lies. I'm calling out bullshit from now on. You hear me?
I'm in good spirits, ready to part.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody put up like 30 last game. You know what I'm saying? Last part was a part.
Hell of a part.
That was a pause.
Hell of a pause. That's what everybody was saying. Oh, it's the funniest pause y'all had ever put out. Yeah, it was hilarious. Today should be pretty funny as well, man. We got some interesting things going on in the media. First and foremost, Baby and Jada broken up again for the 30th time. Apparently, you know, she caught Lil Baby with somebody. And then she goes in her phone, texts a man back, and Baby want to, you know, catches, I won't say an attitude, but, you know, he catches, they get into a bit of a tiff. Over her responding back to a dude. And mind you, this is after Baby done cheated on her 30 times. So I just want to get y'all's opinion on, does she have valid reasoning?
Of course.
To respond back to a text after Baby done cheated on her 30 times.
Did you hear who that text was allegedly?
Nah, who was?
It was
her. This is Twitter.
Y'all. Yeah, allegedly.
So take it with a grain of salt.
Bow Weezy. That what they say.
Swear to God. They said it was Bow Wow. That's what that's the street said. I can't confirm.
I will not confirm that at all.
That's what I heard.
But that's what was, my into the streets. And the streets start saying Bow Weezy.
That's what I got to ride with.
Yeah, Lee.
Yeah, she ain't wrong, man. She ain't wrong.
Okay, so that brings about a question. Mm-hmm. How many chances should a man get, in your opinion?
As many as they allow.
Yes, that's a fact. That's a fact. And vice versa shit.
Yeah.
Vice versa.
Let me rephrase. If a man was dating your daughter, how many chances should he get?
As many as she allowed.
Hey, is it on your deal breaker? If it ain't, don't call me.
I'm just saying, just don't call me.
Hey.
When he, you know, so you telling me you crying and all this about what he doing, and I'm telling you what to do.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm giving you the game.
And
so
you got
you
me beefing with him putting hands on him or him putting hands on me, and you back with him a week
going
later.
Back with him?
No. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
This ain't how the party gonna go. Nigga ain't about to knock me out, and then I gotta see him at Thanksgiving dinner. It ain't happening. I gotta shoot my own spot up.
Hey, if he knock you out, he got to sit at the head of the table for Thanksgiving.
He got to sit in the dad chair. Yeah. The overseer chair. Hey, fam, this for you, fam.
Hey, pay me that turkey right there. Let me get one of them legs.
You going to pray for the food?
That's crazy.
They going to stare you down.
That is insane.
That's what women be doing, fool. They be doing, be pump faking like that, get somebody beat up, and then expect that to just not happen. Like, they supposed to forget they got their jaw broke on, a pistol whooped, a shot even. Like, damn, you still with them? So, yeah, man.
Okay, so would you say that, you know, our women especially, do we make it hard? Do they make it hard for us to protect them? Because they always talk about protect the black woman, da da da. Are you saying that they make it hard for that to happen?
Yes, fool. Especially if you going to go back. Like, if you strike up the nerve to ask for outside help, bro. Like, at that moment, you supposed to not look back. Problem is, y'all start looking back, dude apologize or something, or y'all start thinking about that thing and how low it hang.
That thing and how low it hang.
And then, bam, you know what I'm saying? All is forgotten. All is forgiven. Come on, man.
And then on top of that, you got to think about the ones that like putting their hands on men.
Yep. Yep.
It's a good amount of them.
That's true.
Who think they get no repercussions from that.
Yep.
And think men just won't hit back. When you got men that just ain't been raised right and will smack the hell out your ass.
Smack you, knock out your pops.
Knock out your brother. I ain't faulting the man. Hey, if she got knockout power, get the body
of
them.
Do it. Protect yourself.
Do what you got knockout power. You know what I'm saying?
Damn, that's sad. But I mean, that's, you know, unfortunately, that's how it goes. But I mean, as far as the Jada baby situation, I think Jada's going to go back to baby again. If I just had to guess, I would definitely say that she going back. And I don't want to say it's unfortunate because, I mean, that's not my business. But it's a situation where when you come out on social media, you make bold statements. And like, post the business, post screenshots, post, you know, what happened. You ain't doing nothing but embarrassing yourself, essentially, if you're going to keep going back. And that's what a lot of women do. That's why, you know, I got to salute the women that move with discretion. And the dudes that move with discretion. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure it's, you know, Beyonce and Hov get into a lot of situations. Or I'm sure Steph Curry and his wife, Bron and his wife, done got into a lot of arguments. But you'll never see it online. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of these couples and stuff go right to the social media, posting either memes or, you know, subliminal messages or text message screenshots. I just could never understand that type of movement, man. Because when you do that, you drawing a line in the sand that you're going to have to stand on one side on or risk looking foolish. And most of them just risk looking foolish. Period. But prayers to all parties involved, man. I know how we give it up on this side. We're going to get into another clip that was sent to us, a very, very interesting clip. They sent it to us about 30 times. It was about a woman that was taking her man off of child support, or ex-man off of child support. I'm just going to play it, and I want to get y'all's response to it.
Mother off of child support because it was causing turmoil in our co-parenting relationship. Recently, you know, I looked up a few places for him to get his CDL so that he could possibly start his own trucking company, or he can even carry loads and make money for himself. What I decided was, you know what, Brittany, let me change my mindset. Let me help him help us take care of our child. And that's co-parenting.
Awesome. That's greatness right there.
That's real.
That's greatness.
You're doing it for the child. You ain't doing it for you.
Exactly.
Which is what it's supposed to be about.
You giving him an opportunity to stand up. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because some people need help. You know what I'm saying? Well, I ain't going to say some. Majority of people need help to get to wherever they're going to go. Mm-hmm. You know, especially men. You know what I'm saying? Because most men are going to even ask for the help. They're ready to struggle for years. For her to, you know what I'm saying, just try to put him in position. Hey, bro. Mm-hmm. This ain't for me. This ain't for you. This for our child. Mm-hmm. Now, if he stand up and handle what he's supposed to handle and handle all his business, hey, it's a great move. Mm-hmm. But there's a flip side to it. Say he do all that and he burn you. Mm. You know what I'm saying? He it's doing some parts. He's still
right.
acting like
right.
it, you taking that chance, but he's still acting like, you know what I'm saying, the old him type, mm-hmm. type of shit. Like, come on, man. Now, I think then with in a sense, she's giving him something to lose. Because when you start making that money, you
ain't trying to look back.
Not even that. You ain't trying to have the government just take you from.
Oh, that's true.
Just take it from. Because she sound like a woman to where, hey, bro, I don't need everything. I just need enough. You know what I'm saying? I don't need everything. I don't need you to take care of my crib. I don't need you to do that. I'm solely here for us to take care of our child. That's what she sound like. So we're giving a man that, like, bro, she don't need a little bit. So if you can't handle a little bit, I think you a hoe, to be honest with you. Oh, that nigga in my book. For real.
Oh, what was your thoughts when you first seen it?
I salute to it, man. I mean, that's just some real shit. I mean, I don't have too much to say outside of that. It's just some real shit because that's not too often that you run across a woman that's going to think like that. Mm-hmm. Most of them are going to be like, nigga, figure it out. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Leave you high and dry or whatever. It don't matter if you're struggling. They're going to want you to find a way. Even if you not making the amount that you should make, they're going to take whatever they can take from that amount.
Right.
They're not going to, you know, they're going to maximize it. And they're not trying to help put you in a different position or better position. So I salute that, man. Obviously, they, you know, seemed like they had a mature situation, just didn't work out the way it should have. Mm-hmm. And she was looking out like that's, I think that's dope.
Yeah, man, I think I was a bit conflicted, I'm not going to lie, when I first seen it. Mm-hmm. I was encouraged by the part about her taking him off child support. Mm-hmm. I thought that was dope, you know what I'm saying? When you're giving a man an opportunity to take care of his child without government interference, I'm always for that, as long as the dude is willing to do what he got to do. Mm-hmm. But my issue came with the finding him, you know, finding out about getting him his CDL, basically going to go get him a job. I feel like that's just not necessary. And I'm again, when I look at these situations, I like to put myself in their shoes as a grown man with a kid, right? The kid that I made a choice to have. The least I can do is be able to get money to take care of him, especially if we're not together no more. And it sounds like they're not together. They living in, you know, different situations. He's trying to be there for his kid, or maybe I'm not sure. It's a bunch of context missing, but that was the part I was conflicted about. I feel like that's not necessary. She shouldn't have to do all of that. like going out there and find you a job, going out there helping you get your CDL, all of that. It's like, fam, come on now.
I feel like, yeah, I feel.
I hear you.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's true, but some dudes need some help. That's just real.
Yeah. Which
we say it all the time. A lot of us not leaders, so.
Right.
Like, yeah, some may need just a little kickstart.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm. You know what I'm saying? Then they may
come into their own. I can't fault you for that, because everybody can't be leaders.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And I agree, but it's bare minimums that need to be taken care of. You ain't got to be, you know, succeeding in, you know, overabundance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But the least you can do is take care of your kid. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's all. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm conflicted about. So not only does she have to take care of your kid 24/7 and pay for everything while she's doing it, but she took you off child support, which is a great gesture.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's help enough. But not only that, took you off child support, I got to help you get your license, I got to help you find a job just so you can do what your regular responsibility is.
See, but what's the help, though? Is the help information? You know, because obviously he's paying child support. He was paying child support.
When she said help him get a job, she could have just...
That could be information.
That don't necessarily mean...
That could be,
yeah,
that
but
could
I said, be, that means she did actually all the work.
My papa, my cousin in position... When you get this, I'm going to holler at them and put you in position. That ain't hard. That ain't nothing but 5-minute conversation.
Now, if she doing his applications.
Yeah, that's totally different.
That's a little.
He not going to want it. I know women that done that.
And that's what I was about to say. I know dudes that have had women do that for them.
Mm-hmm.
To whereas so he don't applying, want he doing every. I mean, she applying, yeah. She doing everything, and he go on
the
interview.
She should have left it. The women like that, like if a man doing that, leave him on child support. Don't ever talk to him. For real, because he just don't care. That type of man do not care about y'all well-being.
And that was my issue. Now, to taking him off child support, I feel like that's help enough. If I'm in a situation, you took me off child support, that's help enough.
Yeah.
I take care of the rest. I go lock down something just to be able to take care of my kid. Hey, man, here go a couple $100 a month, man. Do, you know, whatever you need, just let me know.
Mm-hmm.
But for you to have to go do all that for me, too, like, I think that speaks volumes to the type of man. But more importantly, the more I thought about it, that speaks volumes to her selection choice as well.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you having kids with a man that you have to hold his hand to go get income? To take care of a kid that he made.
To put in applications and all that type of shit, though.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, that speaks volumes as to you and the type of man that you choose.
Yeah.
But, you know, again, so that was, you know, but I understand, you know, a bunch of, you know, men was happy. But this is another thing I want to get to. A bunch of women was killing her for that. Like, I'm somebody in the comments, like, oh, I can't believe she doing this, like, killing
anything
her for that.
To help a black man, bro, they going to kill him for it.
Nope, you got to leave him.
They going to, I'm telling anything to help a black man succeed, bro, for real, they going to kill him, bro. And that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy, bro. That's just proven history on how everything is viewed about a black man. Like, I think we're going to talk about that later. So I ain't gonna
Which one?
What you about to say? The quarterback. I'm going to just say quarterback.
No, I wasn't talking about that.
No, are we talking about that later, though?
Mm-mm. But we can add it.
Okay. What you was about to say?
I was going
to
say there's another one on Twitter, a situation where the woman was getting killed. She put a man in position, very similar situation. The dude went to prison for, like, he was gone, like, the whole time. Like, his child life. He probably served, like, 18, 19 years. Something like
okay,
that.
Okay.
He was out for a minute.
Okay.
So, when it was close to his release time or whatever, he hit her and was like, you know, when I get out, I just want to make things right. I want to buy my son his first car. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, she honored that. She was hesitant. She could have gotten it, like, when he was, like, 16. But she wanted to honor him and let him do it. And the minute he got out, it was, like, 3 months later, something like that, boom, he got his son the car.
Mm.
I was
Stand
like,
up.
That shit was real.
Stand up right there.
After serving all that time.
Damn.
But you can't teach hustle, bro.
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing.
You know what I'm saying? You could disappear for 30, 40 years. Mm-hmm. If you got hustle, baby, it's going. You don't lose that type of skill.
But see, also, I think it says something about a man that the switch don't flip when you have a kid for.
Mm.
I can see, you know, you being lazy in terms of taking care of yourself and your own advancement. I understand that as people that's lazy or whatever. But when you have a kid, something should flip into your head.
Bro, it's
as because just like women when they have kids, they change mentally. Mm-hmm. Because they, you know, they become more nurturing, they become more everything. But I feel like as a man, you should become more protective. You should become more adamant about taking care of my seed. Mm-hmm. So if I'm lazy by myself and I have a kid and I'm lazy too, I think that speaks volumes to the type of mindset that has in a man. I wouldn't even consider that a man, if we're going to be honest. Because I done seen even the most lazy motherfuckers be like, okay, the least I'm going to do is come up with this couple hundred for my kid. Now, I may be living on somebody's couch. I may not have a car, whatever, but I'm going to take care of my kid.
Yeah.
But for you not to do that, that's just like, fam, wow.
That's crazy.
Wow. Like your baby mom's literally got to hold your hand.
Yeah.
For you to just have income.
I know a few couples like that right now.
Yeah.
When I be with my nephews, like, a switch immediately flips on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the moment I get them and they in my car,
right,
I'm driving different. I'm thinking different.
Exactly.
When I'm in the grocery store, like, it's just so many small things now I got to think about because it's not just me.
Yep.
But I be thinking about just the vulnerability. Like, I immediately thought about women. Mm-hmm. Like, women getting out the car, going to the store, going to the mall with 2-3 kids. Sometimes you got to put 2 in the stroller. Mm-hmm. Like, I was like, fam, that's a vulnerable state to be in. Because if somebody come up to you, nigga, I'm giving it up.
Right.
You know, what I'm going to fight for when I got these kids? You know, it's just like small stuff like that. I'm like, damn. It's real, though. You know what I'm saying? You really, I feel it. But I really.
I'm dropping right in front of this kid. And take his stuff.
You got to take it from me. Yeah, damn it. I'm going to have to be dead for something. For they say they
that's
took
wild,
it from me.
You know what I mean?
But yeah, just everything. Now you got to have a little more structure. You got to make sure that you bathe them, put them, you know what I'm saying, feed them.
Yeah.
Bro. It's just a whole different mind frame you got to be in. Being a good example, because they going to mimic everything you do.
Facts.
So, yeah, man.
I just hate that they kill us every chance that they get, bro.
Yeah.
And then when we are found innocent or we write on something, it's never no apologies.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
You know what I'm saying? It's never no apologies. Like the Deshaun thing. Right. First he was found not guilty on 20 of them. Now he's been found not guilty on all 22 of them by a grand jury, the DA office, and the FBI. Now the FBI saying, oh, we about to look into these cases for extortion.
Mm.
From all the cases and the Houston Texans for extortion.
What?
You get what I'm saying?
But I hear they got one more charge they're trying to bring out.
No, all of them. The one happened yesterday. The one happened yesterday because it was 22 charges. 20 of them was tried together, and 2 other ones was tried separately.
Okay, okay.
You know what I'm saying? But the last one was tried yesterday. So the FBI came back and was like, we found nothing.
I mean, it was a coincidence.
We found nothing.
When this man say he want to go somewhere or don't want to play.
And you know what I'm saying? Like, and we so simple-minded. We don't look at the whole picture and what's on the table. Like, what's really on the table. All you looking at is the headlines. Is, oh, Deshaun molested or whatever he did to these women. You know what I'm saying? But you're not looking at what's really, like, everything around it. The owners are racist. They just paid him this money. They owe him guaranteed money. And he wants out of there because they didn't keep their word. He told them, I'm not playing another down for y'all. Mm-hmm. So they like shit, just like anybody, one of us, we want our money back. You know what I'm saying? I'm not about to give you some guaranteed money and you're not never about to play for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's not happening. You know what I'm saying? And the first woman to foul on him was the owner's neighbor.
Neighbor, yeah.
Y'all don't think that was a play?
22 women is a lot, though.
And then all 22
women?
That
was my thing.
That was my only thing with it.
But all 22 women represented by the same attorney? They even looking into the attorney.
But why do you...
The FBI said, hey, we looking into all of them for extortion.
Why do you need 22 massage therapists?
That was another thing.
Mostly, you know what I'm saying? Most times you got your one or two that's going...
That's why...
You know what they do, and you're used to it.
I hear the defense. But when the DA don't find nothing...
I feel it. Yeah, for sure.
The FBI, everybody know what the conviction rate for the FBI is. And these are easy. The case right there, this is easy case to find stuff.
91%.
You know what I'm saying? And then they put your case in front of a grand jury. You know what I'm saying? So that's what, 12 people, you know what I'm saying, with the same mindset? Come on, bro. Come on, bro. On all the cases, not just one, not just two, all 22 of them. And y'all don't think it's a play? They didn't find one thing. Because if it was anything, I'm talking about it, one thing, they didn't indict him on it.
They could have, yeah. Mm-hmm.
They would have indicted him on it. But you ain't find nothing. Now, I don't see no apologies.
Mm-mm.
I don't see no women coming
to defend him.
You're getting more hate.
You get what I'm saying?
Especially from fans.
From getting that money. Yeah, from getting that money and all that. But not everything on the table. You know what I'm saying? Because they talking about they trying to sue for, what is that? What is the when they go after the money? What is that? Civil suits. Because that's basically you going after the money.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right? And Deshaun fighting that shit too. I would too. And with all these people not finding nothing at all, when I win, y'all will be working at Hoochie Burger for 1,000 years. To
pay. Hoochie Burger.
Just real. For real, I would sue the NFL. You get what I'm saying? I would sue the NFL because this need to never happen again.
Defamation.
Because I'm looking at it like this. His whole life. Just look at his background. Whole life, he had to be a stand-up brother. Mama had like tongue cancer or something. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like they was living poor. Warren Dunn built their house. I don't know if y'all know who Warren Dunn is. You know what I'm saying? But
legend.
Warren Dunn is a running back.
You get Falcons. What I'm
saying? Stand up dude his whole Tampa life. Bay. Had to be a man early. That's real.
He played Tampa Bay too.
He did.
Yeah, but he was cold.
That's the jersey I had with him.
He had to become a man early. But he had to become a man early. You know what I'm saying? Because his mama couldn't take care of everything. She was sick.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So his whole life he been stand up, never had a mistake. And just so happened when he won out. Because a racist man lied to him to his face, all this started happening. Come on, bro.
What he said, trying to let the inmates run the asylum?
Yeah.
Some shit like that?
You get what I'm saying?
That's what he said. The owner.
But y'all traded away DeAndre Hopkins because y'all didn't like the influence he had on the team. For some bubble gum.
And J.J. Watt?
For some bubble gum. I'm just looking at the play. I make shit make sense, man. I make it make sense. Like, what I'm saying, everything is verifiable about this man. And now, all this shit, he not indicted on anything. Goddamn, I mean, none of that shit. All that shit has been proven. He's not guilty. He still won't get apologies. That's crazy. When are we protected?
Never.
Now, just imagine if he was somebody that didn't have no money.
Oh, he'd be locked up already.
Gone. Go.
Yeah, which is why so many of us are locked up. Took that plea deal because we didn't want to fight what the long term sentence was.
Bro.
Because remember when the charges first dropped on Deshaun, what they was talking about? The max.
Bro. Off the rip. Mm-hmm. Didn't even give him a chance to be innocent.
And that's why the feds' conviction rate is so high. That's what a lot of people don't even know about. They got that 91%, but it's like fed charges can, you know, they can tap your ass for 40, 50.
Easy. Day for day, too.
Yeah.
Day for day.
Or then they'll say, you can take this 40, 50, or you can take this 3 to 5. I mean, or you can, you know, risk going to trial and get 40, 50 if you lose, or you can take this 3 to 5 right now. Which one you want to do?
And that's how they get people.
And that's how they do. It's like, oh, I ain't about to risk that 40, 50. Give me the 3.
But you know what's crazy? I'm talking with my wife. You know what I'm saying? Because we was talking about the situation when we seen it. What they not saying is, say he was convicted. Let's say he was on a bad end. Forever, for the rest of his life, he got arrested as a sex offender.
Right.
Yep.
That judges where he lived. That judges where his kids live and raised. His kids go to school. They going to talk about that shit. Kids are cruel. Right? This is all a trickle-down effect. So you mean to tell me this man has been proven innocent? He don't get no apologies, public apologies?
Nope.
Women ain't praising the, you know what I'm saying? They ain't going to bat for him from because the other women lied on him? Come on, man. What if this is your son? That's somebody's son. What if this is your child? And they lied on them. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So they be selective when they wanna go to bat for us. But they only go to bat for their child. And I don't fuck with that. I'm going to bat for everybody. I care less if I don't even mess with you like that. I don't like you like that. Right is right, wrong is wrong.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And that's how I look at it, bro. I just think that's messed up.
Oh, man, much to add to that. Bro was in his bag on that one. We're gonna move on to this next one. This was about, well, I'm not even going to tell what it's about. I'm just going to play it because I'll be forgetting. We just said the wrong thing. All right.
With now that we have kids, that our dynamic and our love probably won't be the same.
No, I wouldn't be okay. I don't know. It's such a hard. It's making me want to cry right now.
Don't cry.
Here's where I'm at. We decided to have a kid because we loved our life and we wanted to share our love and our life with somebody else. And I knew that there would be a sacrifice in that baby time, but I also consciously hoped that it wouldn't mean that I would lose loving life and lose the love that we share with each other.
Mm.
And so... And I really fought super, super aggressively last pregnancy for that not to happen. And I think before I set that intention and I was able to execute. But now with not only am I pregnant and am I tired, but also we have Ryu, it's like, it feels like the thing I don't have space for anymore is you and I, you know, and that makes me sad.
Shout out to Sam Bodie. I said they got a super, super dope podcast. Recently, she did an interview with Kevin Samuels. I'm going to go check that out. We're going to have to talk about that next part. But let's speak to what she was saying. A lot of people don't really understand the changes that have to take place when children are in play. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're single, you and your girl together or whatever, and well, not single, when y'all in y'all relationship early, you and your girl together, it's just y'all. Y'all can just move at the drop of a dime. Y'all can be spontaneous. Y'all can do whatever. Y'all got nothing but time in the world for each other. Mm-hmm. But when that kid get here, things change. Smooth, you want to speak to what some of those changes are?
Shit. Everything, man, from your schedule to how you plan everything else. So sex life is going to drastically change around that. Shit, her emotions are going to change. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to feel like somebody's doing more than somebody at times.
Yep.
You get what I'm saying? Like, it's a big change, man. It's a big jump. And I just feel like a lot of us run from them responsibilities, to be honest with you. A lot of us ain't worthy of them responsibilities.
You saying us men?
Yeah. We're not worthy. You know what I'm saying? I feel like a lot of men have kids too early before they even realize who they really are, who they are, if they even really wanted a child.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so just man, it's a lot that come with a kid, bro. A lot. A lot. And most of the time it's gonna be mental. It's going to be, I'm talking like 80% of it is going to be mental. You get what I'm saying? Especially both of y'all working and, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all got houses and cars and, you know, y'all heavily invested. And now y'all got this child. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't got somebody like to watch your child care, that's like paying another mortgage.
Literally.
You get what I'm saying? Like, people don't understand these things, bro. And then what I feel bad for is us in the middle class, because we get no help nowhere around.
Mm-hmm.
Nowhere around. Everything is out of pocket for people in middle classes. So I feel for middle class people. I know what you're going through. You know what I'm saying? It ain't no help. It ain't nobody reaching out and all that type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody. I've yet to hear somebody just say, hey, bro, I see y'all, you know what I'm saying, doing all this shit, bro. Let me toss you a quick 100. Let me toss you a quick 200. But everybody pulling from you, though. Everybody needs some outside of you. Not even taking into circumstances everything you got going. Then on top of that, you got to deal. Us men, we forking on our back. We got to deal with our woman changing. You know what I'm saying? Her attitude changing and all these type of things. She's feeling overwhelmed. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all don't understand.
Oh, you don't have kids of your own, none. But you have dated women with kids. What is the difference? In terms of time and allotted and, you know, dedication and just how much of a
That's why I'm not that experienced in that field. Mm-hmm. But which is I mean, shit, for the most part, which is why I was like hesitant. Because not only was it that I would have to get to know, like, I feel like I always had to get to know that side of the family some kind of way, like the kid's family some kind of way, because if I'm involved with that person, they're going to be in my life.
True.
And that's going to come with that. So, you know, depending on how they was raised and the situation, it was just like, that shit ain't worth it, you know. But it was definitely hard at times because I ain't got no kids, so I can't relate. You know what I'm saying? I'm ready to go drop a dime. Hey, it's like tonight, it's Friday. Like, tomorrow, let's go to Austin. Let's go take a quick road trip or something like that. You know what I'm saying? If they don't have no reliable babysitter,
right?
It's like, oh, I got to text this person, text that person, let me see. And, you know, so, you know, at times it'll be frustrating, or depending on how old the kid is. Saturdays is sports day for all kids.
Right.
So that's, they busy all day or half the day, or now they got kids and they got to go to other birthday parties. And, you know, it's just so many things that come with having a kid. And when you're single, you can move how you want to move.
Right.
Come in as late as you want to. You ain't got to worry about none of that stuff. So, yeah, for the most part, that's why I stayed away, you know, in the past. Because, you know, unless they have the right situation, then you can entertain it, you know, and be more, okay, this person flexible and But you also have to become flexible too.
Right.
You definitely, if that's the route you're choosing, you have to understand what comes with it. It's going to be times where it's not going to be perfect.
Right.
And shit, you may have to bring the kid with you. You know what I'm saying? So that's just how it goes. So if you're not prepared for it, then yeah, you definitely shouldn't be trying to be with nobody with kids. But yeah, I definitely understand how hard it is, especially if you ain't got support. If you ain't got no support, it's tough. It's really tough out there. So,
man, you know what else is that? Like, having a kid is a gift and a curse. It's a gift because kids are a blessing. I mean, they are. You know, they provide, you know, being jovial, and they keep you young, and they keep you active, and they keep you, you know. But the curse is the effect that it has on your relationship. You could be doing everything right in terms of, like, you know, y'all trying to have date nights and make time for y'all and this, that, and the third. But fact of the matter is, you're spending nowhere near as much time with just y'all two as you were before the kid got there. That's just what it is. So a consequence of that is the kid becomes a crutch for y'all relationship. Right? And what I mean by that is, y'all will be so occupied being parents that you forget that we are an actual couple. Right? So even when we having arguments and stuff, we got to flip a switch, turn it on for our baby, because you don't want to, you know, you don't want your kids seeing y'all arguing or seeing y'all mad at each other. And kids feel vibes. Mm-hmm. They do. So, you know, now we got to flip the switch. But you'll find yourself to what 90% of the conversations are about your kid, even between y'all. If you don't force the issue of making sure that we, you know, cut that time out for just us two. And even when y'all do, y'all got to promise ourselves that we not going to bring our kid up. Like, that's how much of a effect that it has on you. And it's not intentional. Y'all not ignoring each other intentionally. It's not that. But it's just both of y'all, and a lot of, especially if you first-time parents, y'all trying to figure it out. And a lot of times, you don't really have that much guidance. And the irony is, people be, the same people that be on your ass talk, well, when you going to have some kids, when you have a grandbaby, when you going to do this, da, 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 are nowhere to be found for most of the time. You know what I'm saying? They'll pop in here, they'll pick your kid up for a couple of hours, dropping back on off to the house. Good luck.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So now y'all two are left to try to figure this thing out. And in the process of figuring it out, guess what gets put on the back burner? Us. Mm-hmm. Now, realizing that if our relationship ain't good, we ain't got a chance as parents or co-parents. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's the curse of it all. And it's literally a day-to-day fight to continue to carve out time for y'all. And that's why when she's talking about it, she start crying. Because, again, it's not intentional. And you may feel like you trying. You may feel like, man, we going to have date night on Saturday, da, da, da. But what if Saturday come and your kid's sick?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Date night canceled.
Or Saturday come, you burnt out.
Right.
From running around and working all day.
Mm-hmm.
You finally got some chill time, and you just so happened to doze off. You didn't want to go to sleep because you wanted that time. But you just like, damn, your body just relax on you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And shit like happen like that all the time, bro.
And especially when your kid got activities. It's like what O's talking about. Saturday is a sports day. But your kid, you could be playing sports, could be playing, you know, instruments or in a band or in a play or this, that, and the third. Now, not only do I got to work all day, I got to come home and, you know, participate actively in their events.
Take them to practice or something.
You know what I'm saying? So when I get home from that, you know, we got to cook, clean the house, make sure everything's straight, get the kid to bed. By then, it's 11 o'clock. Mm-hmm. We got to get up for work at 5 or 6. It ain't much time for us no more.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's not intentional, but that's just how the chips fall. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's hard. It's hard. And you could be doing everything right, and it's still hard. So, you know, that clip hit me because it made me think about all the time that me and my wife used to spend together when it was just us. And it was just us for a long time.
Right.
And we was just, everything was spontaneous. Because that's how I am. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm super spontaneous.
Let's go.
Let's go, right? You know what, man? Tomorrow, man. We out, man. Let's get on the plane.
Especially that check hit.
You know what I mean?
That check hit, start smiling. Baby, what you trying to do?
Check hit. Whatever you want to do.
Let's hit tomorrow, man. Go, man.
Yeah.
You know what,
baby?
You want steak 48 today?
Let's go, baby.
We good.
Straight up. And that's another thing. The cost of a kid.
Bro.
Whole nother conversation.
Different conversation.
So how would y'all, to give advice to people, like how do you manage that balance to make sure you make that time for your partner?
Oh, man, that is a loaded question, bro. Yeah. And it's a hard one for me to answer, to be honest, because everybody's circumstances are different. But all I can say is something that's going to sound generic,
but it's
yeah. absolute truth. And what I mean by that is it's a day-to-day fight. Like, you literally have to force the time for y'all to have. And y'all know me. I don't like planned. I don't like forced. I don't like that. But if you don't do it, it's not going to happen. Because y'all will get both get just so caught up in your kid that, you know, that y'all forget y'all. But yeah, that's literally it, bro. Like, y'all got to fight to make it.
Facts. And you know, see, for B and his wife, they work basically the same schedule.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Me and my wife, you know, do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like that, I go for real, I go like half a month not seeing my wife.
Because
she on night shift working 12 hours. You know what I'm saying? The most I see her is at what, 4 in the morning? I'm sleeping.
And you getting ready, yeah.
I'm on the switch off. You about to get up and go to work.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's shit like that, bro. Like, that's even harder.
Mm-hmm.
Because now you not even seeing. She not even seeing us, you know what I'm saying? Our son. Once she get to see us doing them times, is on FaceTime.
Yeah.
That's a crazy life to live, bro. You know what I'm saying? A lot of shit creep in. A lot of shit, bro. So, bro. This life ain't for the faint, fool. And I don't think it's going to slow up until our child becomes self-sufficient.
Yep, and that's about 13, 14.
You know what I'm saying? Like, come home from school by itself. You know what I'm saying? Have some food already done. If we didn't cook it, have Uber Eats or, you know what I'm saying, my mom's go drop it off or something. Stuff like that. Or he knows how to cook. And then we planning for our next baby, so we ain't going to see that. My son, 4. About to be 5. We had a kid when he's 5, maybe 6. We ain't gonna see that for some years, buddy. Mm-hmm.
By at least another decade or two.
You get what I'm saying?
I mean, it'd be about decade, 15 years, something.
And then
like that.
On top of that, now, like, what we stressing about is school. You get what I'm saying? Because he has good grades now. He's in pre-K 4, and he's above average. But now we're like, all right, we want to get him multiplying and dividing and all that this summer. So next year he'll be already on top of that. You get what I'm saying? And he'll just be in pre-K. But we're doing that. The school he go to don't do that. So now we gotta find something by the crib, which in turn we gotta find a daycare too. Cause I gotta be to work for 7, way across town. My wife go to work at 3:30 in the morning, 3:30 p.m. There's no way for us to take him to school and pick him up. So a daycare, we looked into one. They was talking about just to bring him to school, which is a block away walking. That's $70. To pick him back up, that's another $70.
Each day?
No, a week.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So that's $140.
Mm-hmm.
$140 a week.
A week.
He's not even eating there. You just taking him from there. Dropping him to school, doing everything at school, and picking him up and bringing him back, and I'm making it back to my side of town at 4:05. So in a sense, you got him for an hour, if that.
70. I got him for 5 minutes. 70.
Come on, man. But it's no negotiating them prices.
Mm-mm.
It's no negotiating that. We can't get it down no way. None of that. People don't understand that, bro. Like. So loaning out money, I'd be looking at people like, hey, bro, I need to be asking you for some bread, my boy.
Straight up.
You know what I'm
saying? That's the thing, bro. That's the financial aspect a lot of people don't understand, especially just like, it's like y'all said, especially when you don't have help. You ain't got nobody that you can just call. You know what I'm saying? So matter of fact, when we talk about advice, that would be mine. Find you 2 babysitters that you super, 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 super comfortable with. And that's literally about the only chance, unless y'all look up schedule wise, you know, into where y'all can spend a lot of time with them that way. But if y'all can't, I mean, you know, together, spend a lot of time together. But if y'all can't, man, you need to go out there and find you some babysitters that you're comfortable with. Because I think, you know, that's another issue, especially in the black community. We don't trust babysitters. You know, in other communities, man, trust me, I know, because my wife used to be one. She used to come home with $300 for 4 hours,
handsomely.
4 or 5 hours.
Straight up.
But black folks, for one, can't really afford that, and for two, don't trust people to be around our kids for that long. So, you know, it's an issue. But But yeah, that'd be my advice, man. Like, find you somebody that you're comfortable with. That's the only chance of your relationship surviving. If not, your relationship, y'all gonna literally be friends that have a child together. Mm. That's what it's gonna turn into.
Then on top of that, what they don't realize is when your kid do go to school, your kid finally in school, right? 8 hours a day. Mm-hmm. If you got a day job, in a sense, they in school just like you.
Right.
They in school, you at work. Mm-hmm. So in a sense, you losing your kid. Because mm-hmm. you're not seeing your kid for, if we count realistic time, about 50 hours out the week. You only get 84 of them, bitches. You only get 84 hours in the week.
Yep, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? And in real sense of things, you lose 50 of them hours of your kid time. That's crazy. Matter of fact, you actually lose more because your kid got to sleep.
Yep. That's 16 hours.
Come on, man. Yeah.
A day.
That's tough,
man. It's tough. Mm. So
on top of the relationship.
That's
shit
real.
Crazy, fool.
It's rough, man. It's rough. So, yeah, take y'all time having kids, man, and make sure that y'all are in a position
exactly.
of stability
and to have a kid. And find the right man or woman.
Yeah, hell yeah. That's
the biggest thing.
Hell yeah. It's the most important thing.
Shit. Having somebody, y'all can't even take care of them.
I'm telling you. All right, we're going to move on to another one. This one is a bit more a bit more funny. It was basically a wife that was kind of mad at her husband because she wanted to go on the diet. Because she had gained a little weight. Mm-hmm. But he felt like, you know, you gained the weight. Well, I got to go on a diet eating. So, look, I'm going to play it. And I want to get y'all a response to how this conversation went. Hold on.
Trash. To the Hot 105, and we got a real good question of the day today. So this guy wrote in and he said he has become less attracted to his wife because she has gained weight. Mm. And he said he was being a man about it. And instead of cheating on her with a young, fine, nasty thought Instagram thing down to the club, yes. he told her about her weight and how she should fix it. She suggested that they should go on a diet together. And he said, hell nah, he don't feel like he should have to diet because she let herself go. So the question of the day is, if your mate goes on a diet, should you have to go on a diet with them? What do you say, Big Lip?
Listen, I say it like this. Listen, I didn't eat all the chicken wings. I didn't eat all the bull BS that you went on. So guess what? Your fat ass need to go on a diet by your damn self. Wow. That ain't got nothing to do with me. Because look at my sexiness.
Really?
That's the ending on my daddy's side.
And listen, I'm normally not with Lip, but today I'm with him, baby. I don't go with you when you get no mammogram. I don't go with you when you get no pap smear.
Really?
I don't go with you when you get your hair done. I don't go with you when you get no pedicure. Why I gotta go with you to Jenny Craig?
Why? Because you got that toddler belly. You need to lose it. If I'm going on a diet, you need to go on a diet too. Because your shit ain't something. As pretty as you think it is. That's all I'm saying.
Hold on. What? Listen, women always want to kick the whole kid thing because, you know, because I got a toddler, because I had a baby. Listen.
No, I'm talking about his toddler belly, and he had no kids. You got a toddler belly, and you ain't got no kids.
Well, women are trying to use the pregnancy excuse, and I get that, and I respect that. But guess what? It ain't my fault you was ovulating.
What in the world?
That part.
Wow.
Y'all tune in to the show with Big Lip and Shelby on Hot 105.
Okay. So.
I'm not going to be mean.
I'm just going to paint the scenario. I want to get y'all response.
I'm not going to be mean.
Y'all wife or the woman that y'all dating in y'all life gained 60 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Say she want to go on a diet. Mm-hmm. Say she wants you to come on a diet with her. Mm-hmm. What's your response to that?
All right, man, let's go.
I'm already on one. Yeah. So now what? What am I supposed to do?
But dang, bro, like I don't think that they taking into consideration, bro, your woman, her feelings are sensitive. Sensitive, bro. And you ain't saying, nah, your fat ass, you ain't doing that.
Nah, hell no.
You ain't doing that, bro.
Hell no.
You know what I'm saying? You know how strong your woman is. You know how weak your woman is behind her weight.
Right.
Behind how she looks. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, with him saying that, she took it some type of way, but she didn't take it too bad because she was like, well, look, can you help me? and you like, hell nah, she need to leave you. Well, I hope y'all ask for kids together. He need to be on top for it. You hear me?
Should they go on a date? I mean, should they lose weight together?
Yes.
No.
Even if he's not losing weight, she gonna need the help, bro.
He shouldn't.
You a trainer.
Have to.
You a trainer.
I am. I know. I'm just saying their situation.
So if he's in shape, hold on, he can train her.
But check me out though. He shouldn't have to.
Uh-huh.
But should that's your
to?
Woman.
Should he want
you
to?
Should definitely be by her side.
Okay.
But you shouldn't. But no, if you want, if he's not out of shape and you are, then you need to do what you need to do. Get your ass back in shape. To back to feeling comfortable, in my opinion.
So basically, O's saying he's not obligated to do
I'm
so.
I'm not obligated, but that's because that's my woman.
That's why O's not
married yet,
baby.
Because that's my woman, I'm going to support her.
I feel you.
I'm just saying, just black and white.
I hear you.
Based off the question, no.
I hear you.
But yes, I would support my
if
woman.
If she asked you.
Yes, I'm going to support my woman.
I need you to come work out with me. You're going to do that. Now, if she don't say, hey, I need you to come work out with me. You know what I'm saying? And she just get to it. That's all fine and dandy. You know what I'm saying? But if she asks you, hey, I need some help with this.
Yeah. I'm definitely you know what I'm saying? We definitely going to get down.
And you should be. It shouldn't even be, let me think about it. It should be secondly, all right, cool. Because in a sense, that's your problem too.
What if he ain't got the time? He work a little bit more.
Better fit some time in.
She got more daytime. They work opposite schedules, like you and Vet.
Mm.
So now what, how I'm going to help you?
FaceTime.
While you at work?
All she needs is the motivation.
But you still not working out with her, though.
All she needs is the motivation.
Okay,
last set, pick that shit. You know what I'm saying? That's all she needs.
Okay, question, just real quick. If your wife typically does the cooking, per se, say she wants to go on this diet. Never mind, next question.
No, let's go. Let's run that. I like that too. Come on. Let's run that.
Hypothetically, in a fantasy land, somewhere thousands of miles away.
This real life, right? Baby do all the cooking. She done picked up some weight from doing this. You stayed a little small.
And she wants to go on a diet, but with that, she no longer wants to cook the meals that you've grown to love in this relationship.
Now you gotta
she wants to make diet food.
Mm-hmm.
Is she obligated to continue to make the meals that got you, or as you as a man got to just tuck it and just say, hey, we eating diet now? Thoughts?
You eat diet, but in your spare time... You get what you need to get.
Hell nah.
Or she can cook two meals.
She not doing
cook that. A diet meal.
She not cooking no
cook a meat meal.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie, my grandma used to do that. She used to eat her stuff a certain way, and then she used to cook ours a certain way every day.
It's possible. Are women doing that today? I don't know. Ain't gonna be many of them.
Okay, so is she wrong? Is she wrong for not doing it?
No, she not. No, she is not.
You better cook your food. I'm gonna eat. You hungry, right?
Damn.
You hey, how our parents used to say, boy, you gonna eat what's on this table. You wanna change it? You better go your ass and cook something.
I'm conflicted.
Because that goes in line with what Smooth is saying. Your wife needs the motivation, right? So if I'm making you cook me, you know, while you eating celery sticks and asparagus, I'm making you cook me smothered pork chops, macaroni and mashed potatoes. Like that influence, that just being in the house is having a negative effect on your woman. So that's why I say, is she obligated to still cook you the meals that, you know what I mean? Because I'm not dieting, you are.
But that's some of the battles that she's supposed to overcome.
That boy good. That's media training right there. That boy good, man. That's media training.
You know what I'm saying?
Some she's of the battles to, that she's supposed to overcome.
Can't eat ice cream, no sodas, all that stuff you're supposed to not do.
You're
supposed to have the willpower.
That's part of the diet. That's mental. Okay, I see what you're saying.
It's mental. It is.
I see what you're saying.
Technically, yeah.
Wow.
All right, I'm going to use that. I mean, I'm going to tell my boy to use that.
Slavery, yeah.
slaving. Yeah, she slaving. Can't touch the sauce on them. She hitting it like Mark.
You say, oh damn, my bad. Damn. All right, man. Last one of the A block. This one's about dating in terms of bare minimum. Mm-hmm. Being given on dates. I'm gonna play it. Want to get y'all response to it.
Yes, these who, women.
Who's right, who's wrong?
They accept
men. So today I decided that I'm no longer accepting bare minimum dates from men. And I'm going to tell you why. So I live in one of like the hottest cities in the country, Los Angeles, California. So I feel like there should be no excuse for a man to like not think of a good date or a good place to go on a first date. And you like, there's so many different things to do. Jet skiing, parasailing, surfing for one, or just a couple things. And I just feel like if he wanted to, he would. He would put in enough effort to plan a first date and take you on it and pay for it.
Before I start, I just want to say this is no shade to this very attractive young lady who did this video. So this lady has said she is not accepting no more bare minimum dates from guys, and she is in her prerogative to. But the only problem that I do have with that statement is it makes it seem like it's more about the date than it is about getting to know the person. Now, I could be wrong about that because I don't know her situation and what she's been through. But this brings me to my next point, which is you guys shouldn't even be going on a...
Damn, video just cut off right there.
Damn.
Okay, so what do y'all have to say about her saying, I don't want boring bare minimum dates. I need to be doing some stuff that's...
Parachute.
Exhilarating.
Parasailing. First date.
Parasailing, that's what, $300-$400?
That's crazy.
And you talking about a date, so food is involved. We ain't even eating. What, you want me to spend $1,000 on you first day I meet you? Mm. You got to be honest. Let me see.
$400. $400.
How she look?
You acho, my.
No, don't do that to him, man. Don't do that.
But $1,000? And I'm not saying she an ugly chick, fool. I'm not saying. You know what I'm saying? But $1,000, bro. In a sense. You get what I'm saying? Because parasailing, especially if we, she want to what? Parachute? She said, bro, that's a lot of fucking money.
She said jet ski. That's about a bill.
Horseback riding, kayak, parachute.
Kayak not bad.
Zip line.
Kayak not bad.
Kayak not bad.
She just want exhilarating things. She don't want the regular sit down at the restaurant table.
She still want to eat.
Not necessarily.
That's true too, man.
Who said she got to eat? Yeah. Y'all going to debate me on this too?
It ain't another debate.
Nobody saying
you know
good
goddamn well.
But what? The expectation she wants
that's
to eat.
A fact.
We can go on a date and go back home. I had a good time.
That's not happening.
That's not happening, fool.
You know better than that.
A meal? You saying, so y'all telling me that every date, even if it's a first date, that you got to feed her?
Correct.
Or she going to expect to be
she's
fed?
Gonna,
correct.
Yeah, she's going to want something to eat.
No, I'm disagreeing.
She is going to want something to eat. I care less with that tacos. She could be a taco lady like you said last episode. She
not
could be
all
a taco
the time,
lady.
Though.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm just playing devil's advocate. Am I going?
I know you are because offer, I know you know better.
Am I going to offer? Absolutely, because I like to eat.
God right, damn.
But
no, that's
but not,
obligation,
not all cases though.
You offering? We talking? That's an obligation for her date.
No,
come on, bro.
I don't think it's an obligation for all women.
She just
to
said
go.
She don't want
to
go on no regular dates.
Yeah, so we can go kayak. I could bring some.
So you going to let her go kayak
a 12 pack.
And have her starve?
She better eat before she come. I gotta feed you too, man.
That's not in the budget.
You do know over $40, huh?
You know the $40 rule.
And what else going parasailing? You are well over the $40. What we do? Let's say you go to the gym.
Huh?
You go to the gym.
For that first date?
You go get
date.
A smoothie. You can go eat after. You might get a drink, like get a juice.
Ain't nobody doing no first date.
You crazy. I know plenty of people done it.
They still together?
Yeah. That don't count as a date.
Why don't count as a date?
If we ain't networking out, we not interacting. Like,
yes, you are.
I don't want to talk to nobody while I'm lifting and running.
You're not talking about nothing about really you.
People do it all the time, dog.
That is insane to me. Especially for a first date. A date period. We could be married 10 years. That ain't no date us going to the gym.
A bunch of women that watch this and be like, boy, ain't nobody doing no goddamn first date, no gym. You better calm that down.
The gym people understand what I'm talking about.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, so you speaking to a niche audience.
Yeah.
But it ain't like it's a small group.
It's a very small group. How many women you know off top of your head that ain't gym affiliated that's going to be willing to go to the gym on the first day.
They're not gym affiliated. They're allergic to the weights.
Nah, but so it's different. But most people are kind of like, I don't want to say indifferent because nobody like to work out. But most people are not like diametrically opposed to going to work out.
They will go to a park or something before they go to the gym.
Right. That's all I'm saying.
Yes.
And or if they do go to the gym, you damn sure got to feed after. You think she about to just go get tortured for an hour and go home?
Get this smoothie. Go get you a fruit bowl.
Nah. A fruit bowl.
They like the Masai bowls.
Oh my God. Wow, on that note, man, we're gonna get into quick hits. I ain't about to do this for the
whole watch the cap. Boot cap.
I ain't about to do that this week.
I got the cap on today.
Well, the big blue. We're not doing that. That ain't the right cap.
We're not doing that this week. Okay. This one, I ain't really fleshed the question out, but I'm just gonna throw it out because I feel like this is very, very important. I think a lot of men miss this when they are dealing with women. Uh-huh. I want y'all to speak on the importance of making a woman feel comfortable. What are the effects of that? How much will that accelerate the process of
getting that ass?
I wasn't gonna say that, but I know I was thinking it. I was gonna say it, but I was thinking it. But I just want y'all to speak on the importance of making a woman feel comfortable.
That shouldn't be the goal.
And do y'all feel like men hold that in high enough priority?
Ooh, that last part, I don't know. Because I can't speak for all men. And
hell no, they don't hold that in enough priority.
I can't speak for all men on that.
They just trying to get off. Yeah. They don't care how comfortable you feel. They think on, you know, try to mac and spit, whatever. Now, we talking like, in any environment?
Right. We're talking about the average man. Do you feel like men prioritize making a woman comfortable enough?
I don't think so, because it'll be a whole lot more first date smashing, in my opinion.
That's wild. But it's true.
That's real.
That's crazy, but it's true, though.
That's real.
Maybe not first date.
Yeah, first date.
Shit.
First date.
These women be trying to give it up on first date for real.
First date. You make her super comfortable, bro.
Some bell.
I know, but it ain't working. You're doing a horrible Kenny impersonation. Shout out to Kenny. Shout out to bro. He gonna be disappointed watching this shit.
Bro, you know what I'm saying? Like, now, can you imagine seeing a first date or a date, and he goes somewhere and it's just outrageous. Like, he's just going crazy. Just like women that you go somewhere with, and she mad at the waitress for her food being messed up.
Oh, my God.
You get what I'm saying? Like, that's not comfortable for the man.
That's a pet peeve of mine, too. Don't act the food in no restaurant,
Hey, that's not comfortable.
Please don't.
You get what I'm saying?
It's over with. Right there on the spot.
Uh-uh.
I lied to you. It's over.
His fries are cold. That's not what he ordered.
Baby, I said it was cool. I ain't tripping. That's cool.
Hey, so men ain't the only one guilty of not making it comfortable. Because women do that.
That's true, too.
Women do that.
But we ain't talking about us. We're talking about women right now. Do you feel like men prioritize that enough?
Nah, I don't think so. I don't think so, man. Hell no. Nah.
I'm really trying to, in a general sense.
Because just think about, well, not me and you know, because we are of a different cloth.
That's what I'm saying.
But the average man.
Average Joe.
Right? When he go into the spot, let's just use, you know what I'm saying,
Give me a scenario.
Let's just say that we throwing a kickback.
Okay.
We throwing a party. One of us is inviting some women there. It's going to be about 10 women there, and we're going to invite about 4 more other dudes.
Okay.
So, you know, again, these dudes not in our circle. Or let's just say we ain't invite them. It's going to be 4 or 5 other dudes there.
Okay.
Out of those 4 or 5 other dudes, like, do you feel like the priority going in here is to make these women feel comfortable? Or is it going in here and I'm trying to see what I can snipe?
Trying to see what I can snipe before the other crew?
It's definitely going to be see what I can snipe. It's going to be trying to force drinks down their throat.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? All in their face.
You just seen it.
Like, so.
Then you're going to see the insecure man all loud, going crazy. Man, I could have bought me a Rolls Royce last week.
So you got changed for $10,000?
You gonna see the insecure man come out?
You gonna see the nigga that's coming out of his shirt for no reason?
doing push-ups. There's a thousand women in here. You
I feel
doing
like
push-ups.
It might be half and half. Because I feel it's quite a few dudes that do try to make them feel comfortable. They may not know how to make them feel comfortable, and it don't come natural to them. Mm-hmm. But I think they do because they don't want to mess up.
The intent is there.
Yeah. I think it's like half and half. Because you got the other half. Like we said, you got us, and you got the niggas. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's two totally different people.
That's true.
You know what? Use a nigga. Yeah. And I don't mean that in no nice way.
I might be racist.
You know what I'm saying?
When it comes to you,
I'm looking at you with the ER on there.
That's real.
You know
that's
it.
Real though.
People ain't got some people ain't got no home training.
Yeah.
Nah. You get around all them women, start sweating. They trying to get one off. They don't know how to act.
Yeah.
And you know what's crazy? I never seen a woman just when they see that, just shake the spot.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And then something bad happened, you know what I'm saying? God forbid something bad happened. Like when you start seeing these activities, women, please, ladies, shake the spot, bro. Just leave. Because nothing healthy is going to come out of it. Once a man shows he is insecure around other men and trying to compete for a woman or attention of women, you know what I'm saying? You need to shake the spot because that man is going to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
He will do anything. You know what I'm saying? One may be containable if his friends is checking him.
Stay away from
two of them, dog. You need to leave. You need ASAP. You need to leave.
Or one of them say, hey, man, make sure you don't dirty up my shoes.
That's called.
In front of all.
That's called. That's called.
Bam, you can't do no shit like that.
That's called.
Hey, man, watch them shoes.
That's called.
That's
called.
Thought that was your boy.
You got to stop.
Hey.
You got to catch favor right there. Hey,
I feel like women need
spot.
To catch them signs, though.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Because that right there tells you he really a hoe ass.
For all the women.
Yeah, he a hoe ass nigga for real.
Hey, nigga, watch my shoes.
You know what I'm saying? Because you know what's crazy? The dude that's lessening him, he really the realest one out of them.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? And you doing that to the realest one out the group?
That's crazy.
Come on, bro.
Toy nigga don't spill nothing on my shoes tonight.
That's real. Like, dudes done that, fool. Thank God I ain't never been in them positions.
There it is.
Thank God I ain't never been in them positions, yeah.
That's wild.
But golly, bro. I feel like women, when you see that, bro, get out of doors, bro.
Yeah, I agree. I think just men in general don't take making women feel comfortable serious enough. Like, that's not number one priority. Number one priority is, for most men is sniping. It's just what it is. But then you got, you know, a certain amount of dudes that are solid, cut from the right cloth. They're not really too concerned about sniping, more concerned with having a good time.
Yeah.
And knowing that the key to having a good time is the woman being comfortable in the spot.
Because if she's real comfortable, you know, 9 times out of 10, you're going to hit regardless.
Right. Right.
But not only that, you're going to create more opportunities. Like,
yeah,
the next time she's going to bring another friend or two or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
Like, it's going to be a party.
And I feel like a lot of men don't understand that.
Mm-mm.
Patience. They ain't got no patience.
They move with a scarcity mindset.
They need that.
Is what it is. It's a scarcity mindset. It's like, oh, if I don't get it right here, I may not ever get it at all.
Ever.
You know what I'm saying? So you know what I'm saying? So that right there causes dudes to press. And we done all been around it. We done all seen dudes, again, like y'all said earlier, trying to force drinks down her throat, going extra with the conversation. Like, you see she's, you know, touching her unnecessarily because it's too loud in the party, so I want to put my arm around you to make sure that you hear me. Like, all of that extra type of stuff.
Sweating all over this.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, again, men got to be cognizant of that, bro. Like, when you in the spot and there's women around, your number one priority should be making the women feel comfortable, bro.
That's real, bro.
Absolutely.
And that's asking them, hey, man, what artists y'all listen to? Or, hey, what y'all want something to eat? Or is y'all good? I just want to make sure. All right, bet. I'm going to leave y'all. If y'all need anything, I'm here. That type of situation. Conversations not going automatically to sex right out the gate.
You know what
we can talk about this. There are plenty of other things to talk about. But y'all trying to press the issue so hard, you know, y'all don't even know the girl.
So how big your ass is? What? Yeah, you messaged your ass, You don't even know her name.
That's real, though.
That's about a man.
Come on, man.
We a man. I know you got a man fine as you are.
You know what I'm saying?
I know that. I know all of them chasing after you, girl.
That dude, I feel like, no, women, if that dude approaches you or tell you that, you need to tell him to his face, you are automatically out
running. Straight up.
Automatically. You are automatically out the running. Because you are insecure. You already showing from the gate you are insecure. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But women don't be... I don't know, man. Women don't be catching the most noticeable shit.
They be flattered.
But they'll go through your phone and find some cheating shit that's deep in your man conversation.
Like, man conversation.
16 pages deep in the group chat.
But they'll go find that. But the obvious signs in their face that avoid all that, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't see. I don't understand
We're here for you, ladies. We're here for you.
I don't understand it, bro.
Yeah, fellas, we gotta step. Not we, cause I'm not you niggas. Y'all gotta step up in that regard. In terms of making women feel comfortable, man, that gotta be priority. And I'm telling you, if you make sure that the women are comfortable and they're having a good time and nobody's pressing, more times than not, you'll get the results you want. That's just honest. So, on to the next one. I'm just gonna read a quote that I want to get y'all's response to it, and I'm gonna give a little bit of context. After I read the quote. Now, the quote is this. Be ready to leave her, but choose not to. And he's speaking in terms of mindset going into a relationship. This is the context that he put behind it. To not need each other, but wanting to be together is a powerful thing. You are both happy on your own, but choose to be together as you add to one another's life. Never be needy, but complimentary. So I'm going to read the quote again. Be ready to leave her, but choose not to. What are y'all thoughts on that?
I think that need to go both ways. I think she need to be ready to leave too. You depend on somebody too much. If something happened, everything coming down.
Mm.
Everything. The whole way of living, all that coming. I see it all the time, brother. I see it all the time. And in that same situation, the person that's less than, they'll leave when times get hard. They'll leave. They'll try to find another ride to jump on. So if you give your partner stuff to lose and, you know what I'm saying, like a work ethic and what we working towards, like teamwork, camaraderie, if something do happen, they can keep it afloat.
Yeah.
Both parties can keep it afloat. Especially if you got kids involved. Especially if you got kids involved. So yeah, I feel what he's saying, but I think that's a two-way street. It ain't just one-sided.
And that's the interesting part, because I'm a bit conflicted, and I'm going to come to O to see which side of the fence he falls on. One side of the fence says, again, to reread the quote, be ready to leave her but choose not to. One side of the fence says that you should be prepared for the worst at all times, which makes sense, because relationships don't survive at a high clip. But the other side of that says, I'm 1 foot in this and I'm 1 foot out. So do I really have a chance to reach the full potential of the relationship if my mindset is 1 foot in, 1 foot out?
I don't think it's, and I was going to get to that too. I don't think it's 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Mm. I think it's you just understanding what's going on. Like, I'm going to be, you pretty much living in the moment. Like, I know what could happen, but as of today, right now, I'm in it.
Mm.
Because tomorrow we could break up. Tomorrow we can have a big falling out, and I got to do what I got to do. We both have to do what we have to do. Mm-hmm. So to separate that, but don't be so into the relationship to where you lose yourself. So, yeah. I agree. But I can talk from that, from experience, because I've definitely been in a relationship where, you know, again, I was trying to please the woman, make sure she was happy. I'm trying to do everything right, even though she having a bad day. Even though it's something that I can't fix, I'm still pouring and pouring and pouring and pouring. And I'm losing all of myself because I'm trying to help her out.
Right.
And then you end up, you know what I'm saying, just being left high and dry after pouring and pouring into somebody else. So, yeah, hell yeah. When I'm in a relationship with you, I'm going to love you to the end. But at the same time, if we break up, we break up. Mm. And I have to keep it pushing. I can't let that, you know what I'm saying? I can't let that weight hold me down. I got to keep going. Yeah, so I agree. I agree 100%. You can separate it. I think you can separate it.
Damn, that's a good answer, boy. I can't have much to it. But what I will say is this. I lean more towards the side of the fence because I move through life that way. In terms of always expecting the worst. Like every situation that I walk into, I'm expecting the worst for it to happen. That's not saying that when I get there, I'm not going to perform in an exemplary fashion because I am. But in the back of my head, I'm still thinking, okay, this shit could go left, especially with relationships. The likelihood of us being married for 60 years and dying together is significantly less than us being together a couple years and going our separate ways. Mm-hmm. So just because I acknowledge that doesn't mean that I'm any less committed. Yes. Those are just what the facts are. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And that's how I evaluate life. So that's what side of the fence that I fall on. But I do understand when people say, if you think like that, you can never truly be fully committed. You can never truly trust, because again, I've said this as well in terms of I trust nobody 100%. Nobody. But, and the reason is because humans are error prone. No human is perfect. Every human commits errors. So if I trust you 100%, then I'm entrusting you to be perfect. That's not realistic. So that's what I mean by expecting the worst or planning for the worst. Hoping for the best, but I'm planning for the worst because humans are error prone. Humans have hormones, humans have emotions, humans have instability. So for me to move as if, oh no, they would never do me wrong, that's just foolish to do so. Or I feel like it's foolish, so I don't think that way. But other people will look at me and say that's wrong. Because if you're married to somebody, or if that's your significant other, or your parent, or whatever the case may be, then it should be unconditional love, or you should buy into the concept of unconditional love, and they got me forever. And if you think any way outside of that, you shouldn't be with that person, or y'all shouldn't be. I don't believe that. I have my views, but again, my views are, you know, I have a record of having controversial views.
Hey, am I the only one that go into it that, like, I'm gonna be the best in this bitch? I'm not, like, I don't go into nothing thinking the worst, nothing. I think I go into it, I'm gonna be the best in here. I give a fuck who in. That's the way I go into everything. You know what I'm saying? My wife would tell you, like, shit, like right now, like we about to trade a car in, right? My wife is hesitant. Me, shit. Soon as they told me that price, I ain't gonna tell you the price but it's a good price, real good price for the car she got now.
Oh yeah, they giving it up.
You know what I'm saying?
They giving it up right now.
Boy, I told her she was getting the oil change. I say, boy, I'd have told them, hey, take that off that rack, put that oil in, let's go. Right then and there. You get what I'm saying? But that's how I am with everything. Because I look at it like, I only got one life to live. And I know when I go down and that cash get off, they burn me. I just want them to say, that boy lived it to everything he wanted to do. He did it 100 miles per hour. He did it his way. Goddamn me. And he was resilient. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be one foot in, one foot out, or thinking about bad stuff. You get what I'm saying? Because I heard a quote earlier, a couple of days ago. Like, people remember how you made them feel. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? Like, through everything else, they remember how you made them feel. And I just want people to understand, like, when you around me, and all that type of stuff, I want, like, that experience to be, like, when I'm around him, that's a real solid brother.
Facts.
You get what I'm saying? Like, he all the way 100. That's the feel I need you to have.
The only way I want it.
Yep. You get what I'm saying?
But you know what the fucked up part about that is, Smooth?
What?
Is that what you're saying is 1,000% correct. Mm-hmm. In terms of how your mindset should be about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But a relationship is a team game.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, you don't have control over how that other person moves.
That's true. That is true.
That's just like basketball. You know, we all familiar with basketball, right? I could be the best player in the world.
Yeah.
If I have terrible teammates, we're not winning the championship. That's just what it is, right? Because I can't control.
Unless I'm going for 60.
And we still might lose. As Kobe. I've seen Kobe in 2005. When he was averaging, 50-something points over a month or two, and they were still losing. But what my point is this. You can go into it with the best intentions of how you going to move.
Yeah.
But you can't control how they going to move. That and that's true. The fucked up part about it. Because I honestly feel like, you know, a lot of men go into it with that mindset. Like, even when I came into it, I'm thinking, and matter of fact, I told my wife this straight up. The reason that we separate, if we ever end, it'll never be based on something I did to ruin this thing.
Mm.
Never. She looked at me like I was crazy a bit when I said it, but that's real because I'm going into it with the same mindset that you talking about. I'm gonna be the best nigga,
sure.
You know what I'm saying, or the best companion, or the best husband, or the best boyfriend ever, right? So if this situation ends, it's not gonna be me to do it
because I'm gonna exhaust everything I have to make sure that works.
But,
I feel it.
But the fucked up part about that is sometimes that's not enough.
Yeah, that's true. I feel it
because you can't control them.
Yeah, you, I got a big trust issue still to this day. Me and my wife, we don't have a same bank account. Won't do that.
Right.
I don't trust nobody with my cash but me. I care less if I blow it all in one day. I only trust me to do that because I want to blow it the way I want to blow
right,
it.
Right. If I'm going to lose it, I want to be able to say, okay, yeah.
It was all on me. Hey, you know what I'm saying? So that's just that. I understand. Like it is holes in you in certain places. You know what I'm saying? That comes about when you building in your life and all these type of things. But I feel like your partner got to understand it. And then on top of that, everybody know who their partner is.
Facts.
You get what I'm saying? So if you got somebody that's untrustworthy, like and the just the inkling things, you don't need to be with them. You don't need to be with them. Of course, everybody make mistakes. Hell, I make mistakes. You know, I'm not saying I'm perfect. But if you a born mistake, I'm not gonna be with you, fam.
You said born mistake. That's funny.
That's just real. I'm not gonna be with you,
man. I also think too, like a lot of men in general, especially when they serious, I think a lot of men operate in that mindset because they want it to work. Like,
oh yeah,
I'm choosing this person to be with for the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's when you know, because you know a lot of times we be in the streets, we be doing whatever, and I can have 4-5, whatever, do what I want. I ain't got to worry about texting nobody, calling nobody. But when they decide to be with that one person, yeah, it's like I'm all in. Like all my chips, I'm all in, and I'm just gonna take that chance.
I don't know. I don't know if I ever met a man like me because I'm like this. Like I'm only getting this married thing once. So if this don't work, it'll never work for me. You get what I'm saying? Like having kids with another woman.
You saying that?
No, I'm telling you. Having kids with another woman, can't do it.
I've heard a few people. Now, kids, maybe not.
You get what I'm saying?
But like married.
I'm telling you. Like my heart, all that. Like everything. If I ever got a divorce, I would never be married again.
You want to be
married? I would probably never let a woman move in with me. For real.
You're going to a woman love you?
She care can love about me from you? A distance. And be real, just being real, the woman my wife is, she'll always love me. You get what I'm saying? Like I would have kids with my wife if she asked, my ex-wife, or you know what I'm saying? Like if that ever happened, if she asked me, like that's only reserved for you. You get what I'm saying? But outside kids from that bloodline would never happen for me. You get what I'm saying? I don't think I ever met a man like me. You get what I'm saying? That thinks on that. Like, I know I would never marry nobody. To be honest, I would probably get a vasectomy. You know what I'm saying? Because that's on the table after our second kid. So all that in my life is done. And me building with somebody, I can't trust you. Look at where we at in life. Mm-hmm. I can't trust you. Are you really here for me?
The downfall is being successful.
You get what I'm saying?
Look where we going.
Exactly. Look where we at and look where we going. Are you really here for me or what my name can do for you?
Yeah, I feel it.
And for me, I know with thinking about that, I would never trust anybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, all it is a good time with me, baby. That's all it is. When you around me, it will forever be comfortable. When you not around me, I don't know you. You know what I'm saying? And that's how I would be, so. But I don't know if I ever met another man like that. Because, like you say, I hear a lot of men say, I'll never be married and all that. But they just hurt.
Mm-hmm.
They just hurt because they losing things and, you know what I'm saying, losing all that they know and all that. That ain't going to bother me. You know what I'm saying? It'll bother me to lose my wife and all that type of stuff, like my structure. But once I'm over that, nah, I'm not going back. I wouldn't even marry my wife again. You get what I'm saying? I'm one and done in these situations.
So y'all just cohabitat.
Yeah.
Cohabitate.
Interesting conversation, man. Let's get in the advice column. All right, this first one's from Alexis, Patreon member.
Crack.
What up, Alexis?
So, Lexi, I hope you're driving the Lex, the biggest one out there, goddamn me.
She said, hey, crew, I feel like I hear people talk about this topic often, but never from a male centralized view. Why is it that most men do not seek out or see value in female platonic relationships? I know some women, including myself, maintain and enjoy male engagement on a non-sexual level. Why do you all think that desire is usually unrequited? Much love, always. So the question is, why is it that most men do not seek out or see value in female platonic relationships?
Because y'all be fine as hell. How in the hell am I supposed to look at you and have conversations with you all the time?
Intimate conversations too, boy.
And you looking like that. He's not on par. He's doing it for himself. He's doing it to protect you. That's how I see it. Because that's, man, I don't know.
Women are so selfish, dog.
I don't know, man. Because you can't tell me that a woman can just have several attractive guys. Attractive, like, well sought after, bro. Got his stuff together, all that. Bro. And you not going to be attracted to him. You will be a fool.
Nah, bro, they definitely can do it. They do it all the time.
Just completely separated.
Completely separated. I know chicks that's cool with a bunch of famous dudes, bunch of dudes with money, handsome, all that stuff. And she never did nothing, never made no moves on them, whatever. She just kept it business, kept it G, or, you know, a couple of my friends. She just keep it friend on a friend level.
I don't know. Maybe it's not about my DNA.
It's in our DNA.
That's what I'm thinking too.
Like, it's like a natural, since with kids. Like, we kids, you be attracted to pretty girls.
That's facts.
Yeah.
All the time, you be trying to run after the prettiest girl when you in goddamn kindergarten. So, I think that's just a natural thing. Let's be attracted to beauty. Whatever's attracted to eyes, whatever.
Yeah, I think most men get female friends because they forced into the position to do so, in my opinion. Or, he's just not attracted to her at all. You know what I'm saying? But in terms of, like, attractive women or whatever as friends, like most men are just not looking for women friends because we don't feel like we can be as bluntly honest with y'all as we can with our boys, right? There's certain things that we talk to our boys about that would horrify the average woman, you know what I'm saying, in terms of how we talk and what and how we say it and how we view certain women. And you know what I'm saying, like, men, when we talk to each other, like, y'all have no idea no idea how uncut, unfiltered and raw the conversation is. And that man, most men feel like we could never have that conversation with a woman, especially a woman that we have, you know, that we may have a bit of interest in.
Hey, they do. They do, but in the wrong way, when they go searching for dirt on a man.
Damn.
You know what's crazy? They probably not even reading the whole conversation. They just reading what they man put.
Oh, of course. Of course.
Damn. So
we know.
Hey, y'all gotta relax. I try to move past it. Y'all just kept on that.
All too well.
That nigga O just kept ad-libbing. I tried to move past it. He just kept ad-libbing.
It's a cold, insecure game.
But look, that's fucked. Read all that and still stay anyway. That's crazy. But look, the point is this. Most men, matter of fact, I don't know a man who's actually seeking women friends. I think we make women friends by circumstance.
Yeah.
We may say, even if it's not on some, like, we interested in you type of stuff, we may have, you know, we may want a woman to be a part of our business, because women are great at business and, like, coordinating and handling things and getting stuff done. So I may own a business and I would, you know, like you to be a part of it. And then through the process of that, we spend enough time around each other, we chop it up enough, then we become friends that way. But I feel like it's always by, like, circumstance. It's never like, okay, you know, let me go find a woman friend.
Yeah.
That I can, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just, you know, especially if you're an attractive man with some kind of success or some kind of status, right? We a lot of us are a bit arrogant, if we're going to be honest, and so, some more subtle than others. But we really feel like if a woman spends enough time around us, she's going to fall. Or she's attractive, you know, we automatically wired to want to just be with attractive women. That's just what it is. Just be around attractive women, talk to attractive women, you know, and ultimately have sex. But that's just the thought process. But even past that, a lot of us feel like our personality is just so suave and we just so, you know, good, whatever. If we spend enough time around you, you're going to fall. So let me just avoid this.
Everybody think they personality like me. They might have been looking at my book earlier.
This is from the dean.
Nigga say earlier. The fuck out of here. But yeah, so I mean, it's that, man. I honestly feel like it's how we wired. Mm-hmm. A lot of men just can't control it. Like O said, when you see an attractive woman, your automatic mindset is, damn, I wonder what that's like.
Yep.
Immediately. Like, it's not, you know what I'm saying?
And not even that you have to act on it.
Right. No, you ain't got to act on it.
You don't know nothing about him. You don't know nothing about him.
It's just, I wonder what that
would
be like.
She's just walking past.
Yeah.
It's fucked up. But that's the truth. And that's the PG-13 version that I'm giving you. Like I said, man, if we turn these cameras, turn these mics off, the conversation to get a little different.
Women, you know how to equate that to? Women, to the men that you're attracted to, right? But you too afraid to approach them. That's what that feeling like.
Yeah,
that's what that feeling like.
That's true.
When you get them butterflies.
Yeah, yeah. Like, right. you just want to say something because you're like, God damn.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You may call your friend, oh girl, look at that.
Mm-hmm.
That's the feeling.
Yeah.
That men get for every attractive woman we see.
It's a lot more of y'all than this.
That's the feeling.
But yeah, so again, that's why I always, you know, kind of advise against it. But I again, in all circumstances, there are exceptions to every rule. There's no such thing as all or every. There are male and women,
absolutely,
both attractive.
Yeah,
been friends. Nobody done tried one another.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, again, I'm a percentage guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a probability guy, and the probability,
yep,
of two attractive people just being completely platonic, nobody trying nothing ever, I feel like it's very low.
Hey, and then that same feeling that I just told you about, that same feeling, you could never be friends with that man. You can never, because you gonna try it.
That's true.
Eventually, yep.
That's true.
Eventually.
You know what I'm saying?
She gonna push the envelope.
That's the feeling for men.
She gonna push the envelope.
You could never be friends with that man, no matter who he is, because you know you gonna try it.
That's why probably the best ones has got to be from when you, like, from kids.
Yeah,
I understand that. When you from kids.
Yeah, when y'all from sandbox and high school.
I understand, because we got a ton of, you know, quite a few of those.
Especially if y'all elevating in life together, y'all getting to the path and all that. Yeah, y'all going to speak. But it ain't like y'all going to be super, you know what I'm saying?
But caveat.
Okay.
I feel like it's that way if one of us tried it back in the day, just didn't go the way we were supposed to go.
Okay.
And then we done kind of settled into this position. Mm-hmm. But somebody that you ain't never tried nothing like that with,
mm-hmm,
and they are attractive.
Yeah, they get the glow up, they back get the degree.
Back of your head, you like, I wonder what that would be like. Because it's going to be certain conversations
why
come up.
We never gave it
enough. It's going to be certain words that said, y'all may be watching a movie together, something happened, you looking at each other like, I wonder. Now, stop. You may not act on it.
You better stop looking at me like that.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I want dark in this room.
Stop telling them the tricks, Jimmy.
Stop telling them the tricks, Jimmy. That's supposed to come out in the Dean book, Jimmy. It ain't hit the streets yet. They getting all behind the scenes that we don't need it.
That's real. So, I mean, that's the honest answer. Most dudes is going to sit up here and lie to you. No, it's plenty of... You know, man, it's just completely platonic. Doesn't matter how attractive you are to man. That's not true. And if you familiar with this podcast, you know that's not us. We're going to keep it 100% blunt with you. We're going to have a conversation with you or answer these questions in the essence that we talk amongst each other. And that's just what it is.
Damn.
So.
That's the truth. Shout out, Alexis. Peach, that was a good question.
Yeah,
that was a good question.
All right, on to the next one. This is from Adrian, Patreon member.
What up?
Say what's going on, fam. It's Adrian again. I feel like I always got some shit going on, but this one involves me directly. It's a bit extensive, but I need to give as much backstory as possible.
Okay.
I'm a musician, and I had a concert at a local club in my city. My best friend, who I consider my brother, brought his girl and her brother to the show too. I played my set, and we started kicking in, having drinks. My friend tells me
he go to the restroom and his girl start talking to him and he pulled his girl off the dance floor.
He must have updated us or something.
He asked something else, but I just didn't scroll to the bottom. My bad. I don't know why it opened up on that question specifically, but he sent something and he wanted our response on it. Oh, it's a tweet. The tweet reads, "Men are actually the most unconditionally loved and tolerated species on this planet. Check your privilege."
What?
That can't be all. Go back to the Patreon thing.
No. That's not what he's saying. He's saying he's seen this tweet. Mm-hmm. He felt like it was egregious. He wanted us to respond to it.
I ain't got nothing to say to that, man. I got nothing to say to foolery. I am above the bullshit these days. You hear me? So when I hear bullshit, I don't even call it out no more. I'm just above it.
Look at the comments.
Unconditional love and tolerated.
The most unconditional. So you say men are unconditionally loved, yeah, and the most. I mean.
Next question.
Maybe I had too much to drink. I don't know about that. I'm confused.
What do you mean? Men are. Chris Rock once said it best. He said the only people that are loved unconditionally are women, children, and dogs.
That's it.
Men have to provide something to be loved. Just like when we are searching for our wives and things of that nature. You have to have the kingdom already together before you go out and get your wives. That's to the wife. She can just show up however she may be.
That's crazy.
She may have potential qualities or whatever the case may be, but men will be willing to take that on. But how many women will be willing to take a man who's don't have no money coming in, living on his mama's couch?
I mean,
different things like that.
Wait.
Marry. How many women will be willing to marry that man?
I mean.
Nah, we're not gonna do that. Okay,
first,
so
first question she gonna ask is, how big is he? Is it to the floor?
Okay, so sleeping on the couch, no money, no car. Past trauma that's unaddressed, but physically abusive, verbally abusive, no leadership skills,
some kind of way he's
no
still,
structure.
Still
I'm gonna tell you what type of way. I'm gonna tell you what type of way.
So what? What I'm
the
saying?
Sex is good though. Yes. That man. Yes. The sex is amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
The woman gonna take the chance.
He got a shot.
No, no.
I can change him.
So you saying that. More women would marry that type of man than a man marrying that type of woman?
No, I'm not saying that.
I can would just change say that.
That's
him.
What she's saying.
Hey, no. I can change him.
I ain't saying that.
You
gotta
realize. What we talking about is, what we thinking on is, we thinking of stand up guys like we are, you know what I'm saying? But most guys are not stand up cats.
Right.
A lot of dudes got a lot of them characteristics that you just said, a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing going good for them is good. He ain't even got to be abusive. He can just be everything else on that. All he got is good dick to offer. And that woman will take a chance on him.
No, but what I'm saying is, will more women take a chance on that type of man than men taking a woman who has nothing going for herself, but she just fine?
No.
Nah.
Exactly.
No.
But that's what she's saying.
Nah.
In terms of men being unconditionally loved and tolerated. That's not true.
Yeah, that's not true at all.
So,
because first she gonna shoot high, she gonna shoot for something high.
She be a damsel in distress, and she getting saved.
We gonna take her on. If she fine and the sex good too,
sex
she can come
trash.
There with
sex would be trash. If she's super fine, a dude gonna take a chance.
Come in there wrapped in a plastic bag with nothing. He gonna take her in and marry her. More men will be willing to do that.
Put on the wheel.
That's real, bro. So, yeah, no. Adrian, I feel like that tweet is blasphemous. On to the next one, man. This is from Mel, Patreon.
What up?
Uh-oh.
Come on. Come with it.
I say, you know Mel vernacular is otherworldly. Let's see what he got to say this week. Okay, so there's this snow bunny that threw herself at me through another girl's snap.
Uh-huh.
I folded her like a buttered pretzel the way she was glazed the first night out. Second night out, she asked me to book a hotel. So, you know, when we get there, I laid siege.
I don't even think we read this. So, he wrote two big. Okay, go ahead. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't remember us doing this.
Yeah, at all.
Yeah, I missed that.
He might have sent two.
All right, so let me finish this one, and I guess this one we're going to make the last one make sense. He said, I laid siege. Brought my ram of unstoppable force to lay waste to the gates of the immovable circulation. Her walls were obliterated when I let loose the cannon of fertile destruction. Had to put my Duracell in her because she was low on thermonuclear penetration of rejuvenation.
Okay, my nigga. Okay, dog. Right like he T.I.
The first night, she told me she didn't want to jump into a relationship because she just got out of one a month ago. Mind you, I never initiated sex or brought it up as a topic of discussion. She acted like I wanted it more than she did, even though I told her the first night, quote unquote, I'm passing up on other women here at the bar for you. I don't know how many times I told her I get it when I need it, and it doesn't have to be from her. I tried to warn her ahead of time that sex is easy and that I don't care to get it. Going into the third night, I realized I'm the only one that came out of pocket, but I vibed with her enough to overlook it. She asked for it again, so I gave her the infiltration of disintegration.
That might be the title.
The infiltration of disintegration.
Oh my God! I told you, young T.I. over there.
He say before I did it though, I noticed her chalupa supreme that was about to be filled with sour cream was looking a little swollen from our last encounter. I knew she had ate chicken that day because I was all up in her intestines. Shorty went down on me like she was eating crawfish. I sent the greatest of my warriors to her tonsils of tranquility to fight off against the absorbent throat of constant deception.
What the fuck? Her throat is deceptive cord.
I was a fool to think I could withstand her lips of clamping regrets. Mm-hmm. After that, I broke her back like Bane did Batman. Gave her that Hail Hydra. Gave her that Infinity Gauntlet. She couldn't get me off her mind, so I dug inside her soul with all of my power, creating more space in between her legs, changing her reality all in about an hour's time. She had the nerve to get mad at me for saying, quote unquote, we friends with benefits. Post-nut clarity. She said she thought we were something more, just not boyfriend and girlfriend. I asked, what's more than friends with benefits, but less than dating? Her answer was, I don't know.
Okay, then. All right, then.
She wanted boyfriend and girlfriend.
That's their problem now.
And that's the problem.
That's the problem now.
Y'all want us to create a category, you know what I'm saying? That don't exist.
They don't even know.
It's a goddamn shame. Well, he said, I benched her the next day for thinking she could have a boyfriend with benefits without the title. I only knew her for a week, but we smashed 3 nights throughout the week and 2 rounds for the first 2 nights spent. Found out later she believes in the feminist ideals. Was I bugging for putting her aside, or was it too early to tell she was self-absorbed and only cared for my bread and whenever she wanted the quote-unquote D? She said, I'm not considering her feelings in all this. The only thing she offered me was sex, and even then, the best part about it is that whenever she realized certain things she did that I liked in bed, she would continue to do those things. Okay. So that's a whole nother question. That ain't even a reference to... Why did they send this so out of order is what I'm trying to figure out. Yeah, I don't know, Mel. I think Mel may be typing all this on his phone, and he copy and pasted and put it in here, but he be leaving out parts.
He better be copying and pasting, boy, because, hey, that's a lot to type and send at one time, boy. I know he overread it now.
Yeah, so I don't even know about, because the first one, you was talking about a chick he met in church or something. Yep. Mm-hmm. That last message ain't saying nothing about church.
If you met her in church, she was a sinner anyway.
So go. Go back to the last question, though. So if he's trying to revisit?
No, he asked him, is it too early for him to put Shawty on ice? That's what he asked at the end.
For his current one?
Yeah, for the one he just read.
No, it ain't.
He noticed that all she wanted was bread and dick. She offered nothing else. It ain't too early to put her on nothing. Matter of fact, I think she 12 a.m.
Can you? Oh, I agree.
She 12 a.m.
Can you wife a 12 a.m.?
No. Mm-mm. She is untrustworthy.
12 a.m. can't ever be upgraded?
No. Mm-mm. Not with that man. She can be upgraded somewhere else.
Okay, question. He says, was I bugging for putting her aside, or was it too early to tell? Uh-uh. She was self-absorbed and only cared for my bread whenever she wanted the D.
You know what's crazy? Like he's probably he's a young man that sees it all. It does the sex don't cloud his mind. You get what I'm saying? Like he's seeing, hey, I'm the one really dishing out everything. I'm even dishing out peace when you want it, but I'm dishing out everything else. And all you doing is just showing up.
She performing though.
That's some wild shit she is. She gotta get credit for that.
Hey, that's real.
But that type of performance puts you at 12 a.m.
It can cloud your judgment too. That's but why
he's not
judging. His ain't clouded.
His ain't.
He is.
He putting it in perspective, but he basically asking for confirmation. Yeah, he ain't asking for advice.
Tripping. He asking, is
am
tripping
I tripping
for...
because I put her ass to the side because I felt like she was at 12 a.m. and that was it. So do y'all think I should have gave her extra chance or not?
Oh, she is 12 a.m.
Nah. She gave it up on the second night, something like that.
Yeah, and she's shallow. She only wants your bread and she only wants to smash. So she's at 12 a.m. for a reason. And that's the thing, women. Let's get on y'all. Let's give y'all a little bit of game. The reason why men keep y'all that 12 a.m. slot, y'all got to be providing something more than sex to a dude. That's past shallow conversation. Because let's just be honest. Every woman that most men put at 12 o'clock, y'all are about as bright as a box of rocks.
Exactly. Like, just like all the women that at 12 o'clock, you know who you are. Just keep it a buck.
Right.
Every woman was there before.
They put themselves there. You know
what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying.
Like, you started off acting stupid. You know what I'm saying? You started off to where I don't want to pay for nothing. I want him to pay for everything. And I want some sex. And I don't want him talking to nobody. You barely even know this man.
Or you made it so easy for him to have access to you. Now, don't get me wrong. Sex on the first night happens, right? But full-fledged access to you early is different.
Exactly.
And she asking for it.
Exactly.
She reaching out. Mm-hmm.
So
that
it's,
ain't coming.
Nah. You know what I'm saying? So it's a situation where, like, y'all got to move with a bit of moderation. Y'all got to move, just move a little better than y'all move. Y'all making this game too easy.
I've been
niggas
saying.
Is playing on rookie.
I've been saying.
Putting up 60 points on y'all, and y'all wondering why, like, he don't want to keep playing the game. It's too easy.
That's facts.
Been saying
some of y'all just need to, if you going to do it like that, don't talk to him for 2 weeks. Hit him the first day or the second. She hit him on the second day, hit him the next day, and then that should be enough to fill you up for a month. You get what I'm saying?
You ain't even got to wait 2 weeks. Just wait one.
You know what I'm saying? She said she was trying to get herself together from a relationship. Obviously, that's a lie. You trying to hop back in another relationship. Because you basically, this woman was basically saying, I want you to be my man without saying that. Well, I don't want you to be my man, but I don't want you.
I want the title.
You know what I'm saying?
I want the benefit without the title.
And that's the thing. Let me just step outside of this situation and present the situation in a vacuum, and y'all tell me what y'all thoughts on it are. Man said he met the woman, or he been knowing her for a week. He done smashed 3 to 4 times within that first week of knowing her.
Week.
What category does this type of woman go in?
12 a.m.
And that's what I mean by the difference between sex on the first day, because that happens. There's plenty of people that had sex on the first day is married today.
Yeah.
But full-fledged access. He done smashed 3 to 4 times within a week of knowing you.
Yeah. And it was all your idea. Yeah. All of it was her idea, going out, all that shit.
You dug the ditch yourself.
Then, I'm going by his word. He said he didn't even bring up sex.
And got the nerve to ask, what are we, basically?
You know what I'm saying? Like, and it will turn around and ask that dumbass question.
They will.
Like, I'm the one pressing everything.
Be confusing yourself.
Yeah, baby, this relationship is one-sided. Cause I ain't doing nothing.
That's a damn shame, but that's real. So, you know, but in terms of bro, nah, you're not wrong for putting her aside. You did exactly what you were supposed to do. You read the play right. You read the situation right, and you acted accordingly, and that's to be commended.
I feel like more ladies, more women, bro, they need to, like, just have some type of, like if you in this woman position, because obviously she's trying to find herself, she recovering from a relationship and all that type of stuff. Mm. You need to have your snipe out.
They ain't trying to hit it.
You know what I'm saying? You need to have your snipe out, even if it's just one man. You get what I'm saying? Like, you just smash him once or twice and then never talk to him again.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, me neither, man.
That's going to set a wrong precedent.
Yeah, I think, bro, what need to happen, this is what women go wrong at.
That woman trying to fall in love all over again in 2 weeks.
That's the problem. Women need to move a bit more strategically. Women have a habit of throwing their full selves into every man that they even remotely like. That's the problem. When you do that, you dive head first, full body into this situation before you even know what his thoughts about you even are.
Mm-hmm. Now she about to go to 12 a.m., so that means that frequent calls about to stop. Well, not frequent calls from him, but her frequent calls not about to be getting picked up. He going to leave on red a lot.
Shit over with.
He going to hit at like 11:30. Hey, you available? That's because nothing else fell through. He ain't got nothing coming through. You know what I'm saying? If he do hit you up at like 9 or something, he may be bored because all his other activities are other women that's possibly should be going out with him. They all fell through. So now you can be the date, because I know with this date, I'm going to smash regardless.
Guaranteed.
You get what I'm saying?
Wise so OG once said, never pass up for show. For
that's just real. So that's why I'm saying, like women, bro, like when y'all come out of a relationship, y'all fresh, especially like this woman, like you fresh out of a relationship, put your sniper eye, bro. You know what I'm saying? It's going to clear up a whole bunch of, when dudes get out of a relationship, you know what I'm saying? Most dudes got their sniper out and they not just sniping one. I got free reign out here.
See, that's the thing though. It all depends on how she carries herself. In my opinion, because a guy can, he can go snipe, do what he want. For the most part, we don't get judged off that. But if a woman sniping,
who gonna judge her?
Unless she's discreet.
Is she? You gotta be discreet.
That's the only way though. Yeah. But we know a lot of them ain't gonna be discreet.
You gotta be discreet.
They not gonna be discreet though.
Find you a man in a low cut corner. You know what I'm saying?
A lot of them ain't doing that. They gonna be out here showing their ass, putting on social media. Because you know, once they get hurt, they gonna do whatever for attention.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I tell you what, bro. Just listening to how she is, I don't even think that's possible for her.
Nope.
Because if she smashed the dude, she gonna fall in like with him. Mm-hmm. And again, that's the problem. Going back to what I said, women need to move a bit more strategic. It's nothing wrong with liking somebody. It's nothing wrong with having sex early. But you gotta move strategic. You gotta think of supply and demand in terms of economics. And people don't like to, I guess, make it so machine-like in terms of interests and in terms of how you should move with people. But I mean, you should exercise kind of the supply and demand concept of economics.
That's a fact.
Just like this man said, I've been knowing you a week, I done smashed 4 times. The supply is overly abundant, so the demand is on the ground.
So you're too eager, and your eagerness is going to drive you to 12 a.m., which is going to drive you to do anything I want you to do at my beck and call.
Exactly.
Because all you want to do is spend time with me.
And that type of woman will never be prioritized.
Never.
Because of what he just said.
Never. And those type of women don't get it.
Yep.
Because that little time that he carves out for you, you figure that's your time to do everything you want to do. You just not knowing he's using you for a particular amount of time. You will never be full day with him. Never. Come on, baby. I guess I'm giving y'all too much game tonight.
All right, man. On to the next one. This is from Ebony, Patreon.
What's up, Ebony?
So I have a question. I'm a 38-year-old woman. I've been dating this guy for about 5.5 years, who after the second year found out he was bipolar. After about 6 months in, things started to change in him. Arguments got more disrespectful. That's got more worrisome, and the cheating was more out there. He cheated, and once I found out, he promised to go no contract, but showed her on his social media. But had me blocked. Oh, he promised to go to no contact. I guess no contact with her. But showed her on his social media, but had me blocked. He then goes on to tell me I'm worrying about the wrong stuff. I've accepted a new religion. I ain't going to even try to pronounce that, but it start with an A. Alhamdulillah?
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, something like that.
Yeah, no disrespect to your religion. That's rough for me to read. I can't even pronounce that.
If I'm not mistaken.
But I'm also losing faith because of this. I've never had someone call me the B word so much. Mentally, he's broken me down. Emotionally, I'm a mess. And spiritually, I'm lost. He sends me pics of different women telling me he's dealing with her and she's better than I. So I guess my question is, how do I leave a situation where manipulation is his strong attribute? He brags about going to college for psychology and learning how to manipulate and get into people's minds. How do I leave? My bad.
Do I have to answer this?
You know what I'm thinking about? If Kenny was here, he would have threw his phone across the table. He would have threw his phone across the table.
It's alhamdulillah.
Do I have to answer this?
Alum. Yes. She is a Patreon member.
I know she's Patreon. I know. Ebony.
Never had.
How old she is? How old she is?
38. So
38 years old.
You still tolerating disrespect.
But he's broken her down mentally.
Fuck all. There's a time you gotta pull yourself together. Yourself. That's the only way you gonna leave this situation. If you are looking for him to pull you together, it will never happen. Never. No man should be calling you a bitch if you're not allowing it. You know what I'm saying? If that's not in y'all vernacular, y'all cool with it. And to be honest with you, I've never called a woman a bitch ever.
Yeah, nah. I might call one or two, but never my woman that.
I've never called no woman that. You get what I'm saying?
But even when I said it, it wasn't like a you were. It was like, bitch, if you don't. Bitch, you don't complain with me.
Yeah. It was on some, hey, stop playing with me.
You know what I mean?
So you're not calling her a bitch.
Right.
You see the situation. Like, you get what I'm saying? But
it's like a filler word.
Right.
Yeah. It's a filler word. Yeah.
Media traded.
That boy good, man. That's media traded.
Filler word. But for you to be 38, still tolerating a man calling you out your name, knowing that's against your rules, why are you still there? Like, is he doing everything financially for you? Like, what? I would like to know, like, what's the motivation keeping you there?
Stockholm syndrome.
After the first 6 months,
you know what I'm saying? What, like, I would really want to know that. And then you said bipolar. That's an excuse. You're making an excuse for him.
Yeah.
You are making an excuse.
Been dating 5.5 years. After the second year, found out he was bipolar.
You're making an excuse.
After 6 months in, things started to change.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you're making an excuse.
Yeah, he's going above and beyond to just blatantly disrespect you.
And then he's sending you pictures of women and
he's still cheating too.
He's still cheating. She just said it. He's sending me pictures of women saying this, right? She's better than you. She's better than you.
Yeah.
How do you tolerate? Like, I really want to talk to you now. Like, I really want to talk to you now, personally.
She done got beat down so much, it's like she's stuck. Like, she's at the bottom and can't get up.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, it's Stockholm syndrome, fam.
She is not
dude done flashed interest. For one, let's just call it spade. Right out the gate, she probably dating outside her league. That's one. And for two, dude started off being nice to her. Dude started off, you know, treating her like she was supposed to be treated. She's an older woman too, so there's a bit more sense of urgency in terms of me being in a relationship, and you know, because I'm not gonna be able to have kids forever, so I'm trying to force this thing. So it's all of that. So he started off good. She's a bit older, you know, all types of stuff, and then somewhere along the line he flipped the switch.
But she's a bit older now.
Right.
She was 33 when they was together.
How long they was? Oh well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah, that is true. I forgot that part.
Yeah.
She was 30. Really 32.
Mm-hmm.
5.5 years. And she was
I think you're never stuck, bro. You never. Mentally.
Nah, bro. But you know what it is? Confidence issue.
That. Mental. That's,
yeah.
All mental.
Yes, confidence issue.
Like, you don't have no type of offer about yourself. Why? Why?
Probably upbringing.
I couldn't even talk to a woman that didn't have no oomph about herself. Like, I need that from you. And that need to be on time with you. That need to walk in the room before you walk in the room.
He giving her what he's doing, and she's just still stuck. Knowing that he's a psychology major, and the strings he knows he can pull.
This nigga done took two classes. He talking like,
yeah.
He failed the second one.
Need to stop praying on women.
Made a C in the second one. That's failing.
Take two classes. Talk like you're a motherfucking professional. Bro. Don't get your substitute Ebony. Teaching ass out of here.
Ebony.
Get your sick of these niggas.
We need you to do better, baby. For sure.
You need to do better today.
Leave.
Like, you need to be leaving today.
Pack your shit. You hear this? Pack your shit.
You need to be leaving today. Not maybe tomorrow.
Maybe she don't have nowhere to go.
Today, I don't give a fuck. You can live in your car to get your shit together. You get what I'm saying? But you don't need to be over there anymore. You know what I'm saying? You're not loved over there. You're not appreciated over there. Nothing. Nothing for you is over there. You know, the houses, the cars, all that is replaceable. You know what I'm saying? And right now, you probably thinking, I'm not strong enough to do all that. But you don't know who you are until you're back against the wall and it's just you. Mm. You don't need nobody. You need to gather yourself. And when you get out of this relationship, don't go jump into the next one because you're going to fall for the same shit. Mm-hmm. You need to get out that motherfucker. You need to gather yourself. You know what I'm saying? You need to get comfortable with being uncomfortable and respond. That's what you need to be working on. Being uncomfortable and responding. A new woman will walk out that tunnel. Mm. But if you never do that, you're going to stay the same woman no matter what man you choose. And you're going to allow this with any man that you choose. Come on, man. You 38. You got to set an example. You got women looking at you underneath you. You get what I'm saying? Who going to be the example? You know what I'm saying? You might have a daughter. You might. You didn't say you had kids or not. You might have a son. You want your son doing this to a woman? You want your daughter putting up with this woman, man? Come on, man. You gotta be thinking about these things. I don't know, man. I need to be charging for this. I need to be charged. I really need to be charging like $500 a session for this right now. Because God damn.
I think first things first is you gotta go cold turkey and break ties, and I mean completely. Don't ease yourself off. No. Completely ghost, cut ties, no contact whatsoever. And it's gonna be hard. I'm not saying it's easy, because again, he got you wrapped around his finger mentally. It just is what it is. You done admitted to it.
String.
But the only way that you can conquer that, like you can't conquer that by still being in it. It just doesn't work that way. You got to distance yourself and make that person irrelevant enough to where the manipulation doesn't work. Right, because your mind is somewhere else. He's not the center of your universe no more. Right now he is. And he knows that. And that's why he's able to just toy with you whenever he feels like it. But once you finally get out of this situation, you got to really start some work on you. And that's what Smooth was talking about, by not jumping into another relationship. You need to go get therapy, for one. Your confidence is not where it should be. There's no way on God's green earth that somebody should be sending you pictures of other women saying that you don't amount to them. And you're still with him. It's just no way that should be happening, period. That man has zero respect for you at all. There's no chance of the relationship surviving, period, at all. End it, move around, and get yourself together mentally before you get into the next relationship, whether it be through therapy, whether it be through you taking some time for yourself, finding out who you really are, or whatever. But it's like Smooth was saying, if you don't take care of yourself mentally, it doesn't matter what man you get with. Men, this is another thing y'all don't understand about men. Men can spot a weak mind from a woman immediately. And no matter how good of a dude he is, a lot of times you will still kind of lean on that for you to get away with certain things that you want to get away with, which means that man is going to always be able to puppet string you whenever he deems it convenient. Now, the next dude may do it a bit less than this dude is doing it, but he's still capable of doing it, and he shouldn't be. If you were where you at, where you should be mentally, as soon as you deem disrespect or sense disrespect, somebody doesn't value you in a certain way or whatever, you remove yourself from the situation. But you can't do it because your confidence is not where it should be. So that should be your top priority. In terms of how do you leave, there is no transitional way to do it. There is no weaning yourself off.
I know how I would.
Cold turkey, I'm gone. Period. Block number, change number, restraining order. Change a lot. Like, I mean, cold turkey, no contact. That's how you remove yourself from that. And work on you, man. Or else you're going to keep having this issue.
And one last thing you need to do for yourself. You need to find out what is your non-negotiables. we've been talking about non-negotiables for like 3 episodes. You need to find out what that is for your next relationship. And if a man don't meet them tiers, you do not need to be, I can care less how funny he is, you do not need to be dating that man. You know what I'm saying? And the only way you're going to find your non-negotiables is when you leave that and find yourself. And then you figure out, what am I going to put up with? And what am I not going to put up with? What is an instant I'm gone, no matter what's going on? You need to have that, stand on that for the rest of your life. I guarantee you, you will stumble upon a great man. It may not be when you want it, but it will happen if you stand on your principles. Don't fold. Mm-hmm. You're going to find the man that you want.
They say what you allow will continue.
Facts.
It's on you, baby. It's on you. Make that decision. Make that jump. It might be scary. It's been a while. You know what I'm saying? The streets, not safe out there, but you don't need the streets right now. You just need to focus on yourself, get yourself together, get your mind right, take yourself on a date, take a little trip for yourself. You really need to learn yourself again and get happy again, because right now you're not. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be the best feeling when you don't have to worry about nobody. You ain't being stressed out no more. Like, you're going to really see a difference in yourself. So start doing different things. Start reading other books. Start meeting new people.
Hell, it may take clubs. You moving out of the city that you live in.
Know. Yeah.
It may take you to move across, different. You know what I'm saying, the planet or USA. Whatever the hell you going to do. But it may take you having to leave that whole environment.
That might be best, too, on the cool.
You get what I'm saying? Like, it may be best for you to leave what you're familiar with and see how you respond when you're back against the wall. Because when you go and face the unknown, and this is for anybody can tell you this, when you are going face the unknown, that's moving from a small town to a big city, all these type of things, like you moving across state, when you're going face the unknown, it is scary, but you find out who you are.
Mm-hmm.
You find out, if I can stand here, or do I have to go back home?
Yeah. All it takes is one time.
That's it.
And you're going to be like, yeah, I'm built for this, or I'm not.
And it seems like in your 38 years, you have never done that. You never found out who you were when your back was against the wall. And it's a lot of people out here, men and women, that have never done that.
Yep.
Come on, man.
Well said, fellas. I don't even think we need to do another one. On that note, we're going to get on up out of here. Y'all boys, shout out to our social medias and things of that nature.
SMUV _. Damn, why we had to end Wells.
It's tough, man.
So well _fitness, all platforms. I don't know. S5 Podcast. Make sure y'all follow them.
Yeah.
Everything else good, baby.
Facts, D-Trill AC, all platforms. Y'all know where to find me at. Make sure y'all following all the Crew Season pages. Keep like, commenting, and subscribing. Telling a friend to tell a friend, man. Just passing the word. Y'all been doing a hell of a job of that. And I'm saying we definitely appreciate it. Hope y'all like the tees. Everybody that ordered tees, y'all should have them by tomorrow or Monday at the latest. Hats as well. You know, everything is for sale right now. But again, y'all know the deal. It's limited supply.
Mm-hmm.
When it's gone, it's gone. So crewseasonpodcast.com, y'all make sure y'all go tap in.
I got one more thing.
What's that?
Quote from Larry June. From the new album. It's not about the beauty of the bee. It's the duty of the bee.
That's a fact, yeah.
That's a real shit.
That's a fact, yeah.
Speaking of Larry June, man, we gonna get up out of here with a record off that new 2 P's and a Part album. Larry June, Jay Worthy. This record is called "Leave It Up to Me."
My dog.
Till next week, man. We are gone. Switch my hustle up, cause rappers pay more. Advancement in the streaming like I have 5 hosts.
Plus the stress, it was eating me alive, no doubt. Turned out fucked up and nearly burned out my house. Started selling wings and that's some freeway work. It felt good making 100K, all legit. It felt good when I told the homies no more licks. Gotta watch my back on my hoe on the strip. Road trip after trip, I'm like one more brick. But fuck that, I done really changed my life for the better. Balenciaga jacket, no more polo sweater. Ain't seen a winner in years like I travel for pleasures. Word is word, it's word. Like coke fumes from the kitchen. Hit the road in the rain, help me blend in it. No pain, no gain, so we took them risks. I'm paranoid when I stay at the crib. I'm out the way with the bitch. Palm bitch, mind race, dope dealing, yo, niggas telling. Pillowcase, hold the shells from the Mac 11. Way before this rap shit, we was living reckless. Art pieces on my wall, sentimental value. I've invested in myself, took a lot of chances. Storefronts in the city, moving calculated. 24 karat gold in a hidden safe. But we just getting started, we need more ways. Still dealing with some shit, can't really explain. And when my time come, they go left with me great. Living life fast, been making a way. It's John.